Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we have a very important, extremely informative, jam-packed transmission lined up for you today. It is Tuesday, the seventh day of April 2009. We've got Mike Rivero joining us for his monthly appearance coming up in the next hour. We'll be simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. He'll be joining us from Hawaii via video cam. Then Carol Deli will be joining us. We'll be discussing what happened to her son's murderer. Remember about 8 months ago, 8 months and a week ago, he was brutally murdered while sleeping on a Greyhound bus. The person ate his eyeballs, chopped his head off, stabbed him over 100 times, and they're talking about releasing him from jail. So I thought we'd spend 30 minutes on that just to illustrate how crazy the criminal justice system is, not just in Canada, but in the United States. But if he was a pot smoker, he'd stay in prison. But if you're a completely psychopathic schizophrenic, well, then you get to get out of prison. So that is coming up. In the meantime, I have a huge host of issues that need to be covered here today. First off, we have some good news, and I'm going to get into details later in the hour. The good news is the Pittsburgh Post-Dispatch, in two separate articles, has retracted its statement that the three-time cop killer, he also wounded two others, was a fan of this show and was influenced by this radio show. Because they actually went and found his comments on Stormfront, InfoWars, MySpace, where he was criticizing me and attacking me. He was also a fan of the Penguins. Is that a hockey team? So I guess it's the Penguins' fault. Now, this is just ridiculous. He also was a fan of pit bulls. He had just gotten two pit bulls. They were urinating all over his mother's house. This was a domestic disturbance. He wasn't out cruising the streets ready for war with the police, as the media tried to spin it. He was a spoiled brat, 22 years old, living at home with mommy. You got to love it. He's out of work, so he goes and gets two pit bulls. He's living with mommy. You know, if you want to have dogs, that's one thing, because I love dogs. But until you've got your house in order, your ship in order, you shouldn't have them. So the dogs are running around urinating all over the house. He's out drunk that night before. He comes home. He's been asleep about 3 hours. His dogs are urinating everywhere. His mother says, get rid of the dogs. He screams at her, gets in her face, starts waving guns around. She calls the police and says, he's got guns, be careful. And the 911 worker, according to the Associated Press, didn't tell the police he was waiting with guns. And so they walked right into a death trap. With a, you know, these guys that burn down their house with their wives and children in them, these people that do this, it's a form of throwing a fit. It's a big tantrum. That's what this is. And it's because there's lack of discipline in this country. You know, in every case we've seen where it's a mass shooting, where somebody goes into a church or a school or wherever with the guns, they're on Prozac-type drugs. Every case. But when it's separate cases like this, they're always a mama's boy. And I don't understand the connection between being a mama's boy and throwing fits and killing people for no reason. But anyways, that's a side issue. The media is being forced to print retraction after retraction, connecting me to this, and that's a good thing. We'll be right back.
Yeah. You already know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we got sidetracked Sunday and Monday with all the shootings. The one up in New York State killing 14 people, including himself, the 14th. That lunatic throwing a fit because he'd lost his job. Just amazing, as the media advertises, this is the thing to do. Oh, you lose your job, just walk in someplace and shoot a bunch of people. And it's like somebody flipped a light switch now that Obama's in office, and the mass shootings are just going off the charts. But the light switch is the economy being shut down by the bankers. So we got distracted by that. Then I had the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the ADL, and others come out and basically say that the shooter in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Richard Pavlovskis, that he'd been influenced by Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com without a shred of proof. And then we found out what their supposed proof was. They knew his handle because the police had shut down his MySpace, but they had his handle. They'd done a Google search and found him on a whole bunch of websites, but they chose to go after Stormfront and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, he was worshipful on Stormfront, the number one white supremacist website, but he was criticizing me and attacking me on all the posts. We went and found it once the newspapers finally, in subsequent conversations, said, here he is saying I'm bad. Here he is saying he disagrees with me. Here he is disagreeing that this needs to be peaceful. He says this needs to be a hot war. This needs to start. There needs to be a revolution. This needs to be taken to the streets. And so we got this material, posted it yesterday, and Raw Story has retracted, Daily Kos has retracted, two separate articles have retracted in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Okay? Saying, yes, he was critical of Alex Jones, and his views were against Alex Jones. So there you have it. And this is just like with the Michelle Malkin, when there's these guys who came with the other three blogs that were with her at the DNC. I'm told, hey, there's a protest down at the U.S. Mint by the local Recreate 68 group that had been openly attacking me on the web and saying I was horrible and had anarchists walking up and shoving me and hitting on me as I walked up to the Mint. I get to the Mint. They're dressed up in wizard outfits saying they're levitating the Mint. I laugh at them. Of course, they're paid there to make protests look ridiculous. That's why they act like clowns. And I go, oh, there's Michelle Malkin. So I go over to her and get in her face and say, you wrote a book saying put Americans in camps without rights. And her bodyguard slash guy started kind of bumping into me, so I pushed him right back. And then I'd be following her, and he'd get in front of me and elbow me. So I'd elbow him right back. You know, I'm not backing down to this stuff. And just like when Michael Moore's bodyguard shoves me in martial law, I just ram right into him with pleasure. And if the guy wants to go ahead and throw a punch, go ahead. Just throw the first punch on camera, because frankly, I'll open up a big can on you. And it's not because I'm some tough guy. It's you hit me, I hit back. I can't control myself. It's real simple. So anyway, side issue. I'm sitting there, and there's these frat guys dressed up in Obama outfits, and they're screaming, kill Michelle Malkin, on video. And Malkin and them all put it out that I'm saying kill her, and then it turns out these guys left with the blogs with her. Well, you know, we had radio affiliates calling up going, Alex, we can't have you saying kill a woman. We may drop your show. And, oh, my God, and thank God we got the video out showing it was them and that they were with her. And then it backfired and got even more stations. But I could have handled it better to watch my back, I'm beginning to learn. Now, this latest thing really blew up in the establishment's face yet again. This blew up in their face in a big way. So I'm going to get more into this right now, and then coming up, I'm going to debunk Glenn Beck. Now, again, I'm not that smart of a guy. I just spend 24/7. I had an 18-hour day yesterday with pleasure, had to make myself go home. Sat until the end of the show with Burmese last night, then worked on the film and then left. But the issue here is that Glenn Beck, I told everybody that Glenn Beck had gone off FBI talking points in the past. I mean, these were direct ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, anti-conservative talking points linking us to McVeigh and white supremacists, their favorite deal. And he did that on show after show in the last year and a half. And then he goes, oh, I'm a patriot. I believe in the New World Order. I'm going to investigate it and tell you if it's real. And I said, folks, it's going to be a hit piece. He's going to say the camps aren't real. And I said, watch. He's going to go to the Amtrak train facility because that's the only viral video out since 1995 by Linda Thompson that isn't true. And 3 weeks ago I predicted it, and last week I predicted it, and yesterday I predicted it, and sure enough, it's the exact Amtrak video, exactly what I knew. And this isn't hard. Every time they try to debunk Waco, you know, you have the government's own FLIR footage of them shooting the Davidians, congressional testimony that Delta Force was there and carried out, quote, combat operations with extreme prejudice and killed the people inside, put a shape charge in the church records vault building. That's all come out in the congressional hearings. You just never saw it on the nightly news. What does the media do when they debunk us? They go to Linda Thompson, who, if anybody was a Fed, it was her. She wanted a violent march on Washington to, quote, kill all the senators, and then they swooped up a bunch of militia people that agreed with her and stings, and then she just disappeared. Well, instead of showing all the real footage and evidence, she shows the tank. They Photoshop flame coming off the boom that was injecting CS gas. And to this day, when they try to debunk anybody exposing the fact that they murdered the people at Waco, they pull up Linda Thompson. So it wasn't hard for me. When I heard he was going to investigate it, I said, and notice he said, oh, I believe it's real, but I've got to investigate, and I'll tell you whether it's documented or not. And he said, oh, you know I would have told you if it was real. last night. I care about you. I'm looking for the truth, but it's not real. It's all fake. It's all lies. The people that believe this are McVeighs. They want to kill you. And they had a cartoon character of blood coming out of its eyes with steam coming out of its ears. We're going to play this later. I mean, this is what they do. And it's not hard to know that guy, that disingenuous slimeball, is an operative. And he's got his 9/12 movement co-opting the Patriot movement, co-opting everything we're doing. It's not going to work. We're going to go in to his groups, his organizations, his tea parties, and deprogram them. In fact, Burmese is going to go down to San Antonio peacefully next week. No doubt goons will try stuff. We'll have hidden cameras in the crowd that'll document it, just letting the enemy know on record what we're doing. And we're going to hand out discs to everybody that have all the concentration camp congressional hearings, concentration camp documents, legislation, all of it. And we're going to give that to the people there. And you should do the same thing everywhere you're at and say, here's what Glenn Beck isn't telling you. By the way, we sent Glenn Beck all this information you're being given on this disc. He's here to co-opt you. There is no doubt. And then he dredges up Popular Mechanics, literally in the encyclopedia next to the word yellow journalism. There's a picture of them. I mean, few can say that. They are it. Hearst Publishing. And so I'm going to get more into that later in the show. And they're openly announcing the global currency, openly announcing the end of the dollar, openly announcing a world government. Notice I've been distracted the last 3 days away from all the serious news I've got about open world government being announced. Now, we've been proven right on that, just like we've been proven right about the FEMA camps and everything else. And meanwhile, we don't have time to talk about any of the serious stuff that's happening, earth shattering, because we're too busy having to fight and defend our name. Like I had to spend 2 days reversing the propaganda that I was saying kill Michelle Malkin. And we reversed it and defeated it. Thank God, because of you, the listeners. We've got a little bit of muscle. Normally they can just pick on people and make stuff up and they can't defend themselves. We can defend ourselves to a certain extent. Though there's still sites everywhere saying I said kill Michelle Malkin. And then they show video clearly showing I'm not saying it. But, you know, the issue here is we're getting hit from too many sides. It's up to you out there to realize how important this message is and defend us. And you are doing that, and we thank you. And so when it comes out and then mainstream news says Alex Jones basically, programmed the cop killer because of his fear of Obama gun control, and Obama's attorney general is on record saying ban all guns of the cowardly Americans, basically, that is his words. So, I had to go on the offensive here. The best defense is good offense, and had to explain and show people that this guy actually attacked us, and now the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is retracted in 2 stories. The Daily Kos is retracted. And online, it's bigger than the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette by a country mile. Raw Story's retracted. It's gigantic. Now, don't expect the ADL to retract. You know, I'm not made out of money and time. When the ADL basically wrote an article saying I was saying kill immigrants, memory serves me, like 7 years ago, I had my lawyer send him a letter going, look, this isn't true, and you're saying Alex Jones is an anti-Semite, and we're going to sue you if you don't retract this. And they did take it out. They didn't put a retraction. They just changed the article. Look, I don't have time to sit here and fight with the ADL. I don't have time to sue everybody. I mean, I got people running around saying I'm murdering people now. You know, not cops, but that I physically am out murdering people. You know, and I mean, I'm being attacked but from every side because we're effective, folks. And COINTELPRO government operatives can start their agenda and all these mentally ill copycats then go out and repeat it. But anyways, they've all been forced to retract and said that Richard Popolowski was someone who didn't like us and was attacking us. So, good. They've now been forced. Oh, but the New York Times now attacked me today, putting me next to white supremacists. Are they going to retract? I mean, we've got the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette retracting. Are you going to retract, New York Times? No, you're just going to go out of business because everybody knows you're a pack of liars. Isn't that right, New York Times? The great gray lady of whoredom and lies. Be right back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Gentlemen, on international radio, on more than 60-plus AM and FM stations, global shortwave, 100,001, blowtorch, WWCR, number one on the internet streams at Shoutcast and many other rating services for internet listenership, we are reaching the world. And like it or not, this radio show and my websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, are now seen worldwide as the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. It is an amazing responsibility, and frankly, one I don't like and one I don't enjoy. You'd have to be in this position to understand it. It's not just the physical danger or my family in danger or my name in danger and the constant attacks. It's understanding that I know what I'm made up of. I know I'm not perfect. I know I have a lot of issues. And I know a lot is riding on the decisions I make and what I do. And I'm trying to be a professional. I'm trying to be a good person. I'm trying to be a loving person. I'm trying to be a wise person who doesn't go off half-cocked. I've certainly gotten better over the years. And I've got to keep my mind focused and not get distracted or diverted. But we are beating the drum for the arrest of the bankers. Not just Madoff or Alan Stanford, but all of these people have created Ponzi schemes. These derivatives are illegal. They are frauds. The insurance companies that back them are engaged in frauds. It's all fraud. Right down to the big brokerage companies and mortgage companies telling their brokers to just lie and certify people to have certain incomes they didn't have. I mean, this is a systemic, system-wide fraud. That runs the planet. And what is hard to understand about a few thousand global bankers and brokerage firms getting together and creating tens of trillions of dollars per year in fiat made up paper and buying up the planet with it? That's what globalism is. And so we can sit here all day and talk about how we're going to have armed conflict with the military and the police. Wrong answer. We can sit here all day and talk about marching on Washington. We can sit here all day and talk about waiting for the next congressional election and hopefully they'll change something, or the next presidential election. You can forget all that. What we need to do is politically, with the First Amendment, get the evidence out to the state grand juries, the federal grand juries, to the media, and force the issue that these are criminal bankers that have engaged in mass fraud and crimes. And folks, that's why I'm getting attacked right now. And risking my life. I mean, you know, it's when you stand at the edge of a cliff, you get that tingle, your instinct goes, you're in danger, buddy. And you know what? I'm on the edge of the cliff, leaning out over it. And I've already jumped, folks, and I'm just hoping that by the time I hit the bottom, we've defeated the New World Order, so I get a reprieve. But I'm in the air right now, and a lot of you are. But we have to make that jump. We have to make that commitment against tyranny. I mean, you understand, I'm talking to millions of people right now saying arrest the New World Order. And they have committed so many public crimes that we're very close to doing it. I mean, so much even mainstream media is talking about arresting them now. Bill Moyers this weekend is talking about arresting them. Had the author on, you know, the best way to rob a bank is to own one. Former federal prosecutor who went after the SNLs. Because either the bankers get all the power and use the crisis they've created to have a fire sale and really set up world government and then use a tyranny to enforce it. Or we go, wait a minute, you're a bunch of petty Hitlers. You know, Hitler ran all sorts of financial scams and things in Germany. It's the same deal. Mussolini did it. The communists do it. You know, this has just got to stop. These are criminal bankers openly announcing the end of our country, basically, the end of our currency. They've spent the GDP in 6 months, $12.8 trillion. And we always learn that a month later. So we're 6 months in, but that's 5 months. We haven't gotten the last month yet. $12.8 trillion, Bloomberg, AP. The whole GDP is $13 trillion. So that, listen, this is insane. It's so obvious these are criminals. And they're the ones running the FBI, running the ADL, brainwashing police that constitutionalists and patriots are bad, trying to turn us against each other so we'll blow the hell out of each other and fight with each other, which is exactly what the globalists want. Now, folks, I'm going to come back and break down the master plan and how we stop it. I'm going to do a ton of news. Okay? We're also going to go over how I've been vindicated. The white supremacists are our enemies, not our friends.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Rivero coming up. We'll start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 26 minutes, 34 seconds. All right. Look, it's real simple. If you're a criminal group of offshore corporations and banks made up of the Queen of England, the Queen of the Netherlands, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all the usual suspects who openly write books about how they're setting up a world government, will pay world taxes to them, and all I ever did, please quit calling me some trailblazing genius, all I did was read their public books they wrote. You know, I mean, I listened to David Rockefeller, I listened to the Queen of England, I listened to the Duke of Edinburgh, her husband. I mean, you know, they're openly saying they're going to get a world government in and release bioweapons and kill 80% of us. I mean, you know, I mean, I tend to pay attention to it. And then you get attacked by the ADL and the media and everything else. That's all I'm doing here, folks, is I cover the information. You make what decisions you want from that. And for a decade plus, I have said every week on air, sometimes every day, I have said this New World Order system is leading towards piles of dead police and military. And I've told the police and military, you keep following the FBI and the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL's propaganda, saying gun owners are terrorists, constitutionalists are terrorists, people that talk about the Constitution are terrorists, they're cop killers, they're going to kill you. That is going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. When the MIAC report came out, there were all these reports coming out of, you know, housewives saying, okay, I'm locking and loading, I guess I'm going to be a terrorist. You see, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You tell law-abiding, peaceful, nice people that they're bad because they believe in America and freedom and liberty. They're going to now feel like the police are against them and become enemies of the police. Then you're going to get the police feeling like the people are their enemies, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And as anybody knows, this isn't a rumor about Obama wanting massive gun control. You know, Bush didn't triple the size of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, built the biggest federal building in D.C. for them, took 4 years to build it. They didn't build that and triple their funding for nothing. And he supported the assault weapons ban. And they did all sorts of importation restrictions and things regulatory they could do outside the law. Now, in comes Obama, who as a state senator argued for total gun bans, Illinois-wide. No guns for any citizens. Not a bolt action, not a single shot. Nothing. Then his attorney general, on behalf of the Justice Department, before he's attorney general, formerly deputy attorney general, writes letters and files a brief on behalf of the Justice Department. He's such an anti-gun expert, against the Second Amendment, calling for the D.C. gun ban nationwide, saying no citizen should be allowed to own any firearm, only police and military. And now they've introduced a half dozen bills, it's more than that, saying ban all semi-autos. I don't mean just ban their manufacturer. I mean ban having them. Ban having ammo, mark all the ammo, psychological federal testing to own a gun, turning a right to a privilege. The list goes on. Allow the attorney general to ban any guns he wants. Just give him that unlimited viceroy power. And so we sit here and we cover this, and the news goes, oh, we're crazy conspiracy theorists. And then a whacked out Marine washup who doesn't even have a job, but he gets two pit bulls, brings them in mommy's house, who's doing his laundry and probably wiping his hind end for him. And he's in there with his dogs urinating everywhere. He's had 3 hours sleep out drinking. Mom comes in, wakes him up, screams at him and says, get out of here, get your dogs out of here, you're evicted. He yells at her, starts waving guns around. She calls the police and says he's got guns. Be careful, that's now in the Associated Press. The 911 doesn't tell them. They come out to the house, and he kills two of them and then shoots another one and kills him later that came to help. Then wounds two more in a four-hour shootout. Now, all of this is going on. All of this is happening. And what does the ADL and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette do? They come out and they say, Alex Jones influenced this guy. So we call the newspapers up and we say, how'd you do that? Oh, well, we went and read his postings from his handles. And I said, really? And the one writer at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette goes, yeah, he looked at your site. I'm not saying he liked you. Nobody agrees 100%. I go, what do you see? The guy was guilty. So I started searching his handles out. Others did. And there it was, him on my website attacking me. We need to get this party started. This isn't going to end peacefully. I disagree with Alex. On and on and on. And Alex is covering up for the Zionist, and I'm a Zionist stooge. All of this, the opposite of what the ADL and the news said about me. So I get attacked by a white supremacist, and then I'm with the white supremacist. You got to love that. Now, that's why Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's retracted in two articles. That's good. That's a good start. Raw Story and Daily Kos have retracted because it is a crock of bull. It is just a complete and total asinine fraud. But they still tried to get their gas mileage. And let me tell you what this attack was about. I told people, you know, when I found out about this Saturday and then Sunday, I called Paul Watson, I called Kurt Nemo, and I said, do not do articles on this defending me. I said, let's just see if it's only the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the ADL. because I don't want attention off of three dead cops. And because I understand how this works, folks. That would only make my show bigger if I was to post a big article and get the media thinking, ooh, they'd found a soft underbelly of me and that they were going to get me. I mean, I know how this works. That would actually have made me a lot bigger, especially if I would have rolled over and acted like it was hurting me. And I mean, this is just like when you're varmint hunting, you know, out there with a whistle, you know, that blows the tune of a hurt baby rabbit. I mean, if I'd have blown that whistle, they'd have come right into me and I'd have had them, but I just can't do immoral stuff like that. These people are not that smart. The thing is, we don't ever manipulate, but we know how to manipulate. And if I ever started trying to really manipulate the media, it's so easy. But side issue, folks. I said, don't defend me. Just let the attack sit out there. Hopefully this won't get picked up and get big. Sure enough, it's in the New York Times now. It's everywhere. And right as it goes into full national bloom, attacking me on radio, TV, you name it, that's when it comes out. It's all a complete lie. And the white supremacists were attacking me. But you've got to ask yourself, why did the Southern Poverty Law Center call up that reporter and feed him that line of bull? Southern Poverty Law Center is an intelligence operation. Very dangerous organization. Very wicked. You know, they got caught running the white supremacist compound that hatched McVeigh as a federal operation. That came out in FBI documents. And believe me, the FBI wasn't pleased when a federal judge ordered those released, and it was in the AP. And in the two Salt Lake City papers. And they are not pleased. So, very dangerous group. And I think this was some psyop and this was a setup. You know, the white supremacists are so delusional. They're sending me emails saying, why are you covering up that Richard Pobolowsky is Jewish? There's no end to these people. If a meteorite came through the atmosphere and blew up a city, they'd say Jews did it. If somebody falls on a banana peel, Jews did it. You got this guy who's an obvious white supremacist, and they're now saying he's Jewish because only a Jew could do something evil. And then they're now saying, I'm covering up that he was Jewish. You got to love it. I mean, you guys can't take responsibility for yourselves. I mean, Columbine was a staged event with the government. That's documented. We can go over the proof. This thing, I don't think is. I mean, we'll tell you when something's real and when it's not. And this looks like this is a domestic disturbance. He wasn't out cruising the streets to go kill cops like the media tried to imply. He threw a fit. Mommy called the cops and he killed him. So I went and looked up the family name of Pobolowsky, and it means river worker or dock worker. That's how it is in Germany and Poland. Like Schwarzenegger means black plowman. Doesn't mean he's African American. It means that the upper classes were in the Middle Ages and the Dark Ages were into having white skin and wearing, you know, hoods over themselves. And the lower classes were very brown and dark because they worked in the fields. So Schwarzenegger means black plowman. Black field worker. Pobolowsky means dock worker. It is an old Polish name, and it's not a Jewish name. Now, does that mean there aren't some Jews who may have taken the name? There's Jews with the name Jones. There's Jews with the name Smith. You know, this is ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. And again, it's this psychosis, this obsession. I mean, you know, my position is very clear. I'm against Israel running narcotics into this country, ecstasy and other things. I'm against Israel involved in the white slave trade. They admit they are. I'm against Saudi Arabia for that, too. I am against Israel manipulating our internal politics and trying to start World War III with Iran when they've got the nukes and the missiles and the DC-10s with chemical lasers mounted on them the whole length of the plane and can blow missiles out of the air all day long that make Patriot missile batteries look like, you know, tinker toys from 100 years ago. And so I try to reasonably criticize Germany, Israel, Russia, the United States, you know, powerful, corrupt people in high places. But I'm not here to hate the Mexicans, even though I criticize Mexico and its hate of America and the fact that we're going bankrupt for it. I'm criticizing it for those reasons. I don't hate Catholics. I don't hate Jews. I don't hate Hindus. And it's real simple. The establishment wants us to get into this tribalism and start making it an issue about Jews or about Catholics or about this or about that, because then that narrows us down into little groups. And so every time we talk about the New World Order openly being announced in global tyranny with the banks ruling the planet, they go, oh, that's what the white supremacists say too. See? And so they can paint us with that and then keep mainline America from ever coming together, black, white, doesn't matter, against the New World Order. And there are Jews in there, there are Germans in there, there are Chinese in there, there's mainly British royalty in there, and they're all criminals. And instead of, look, Zionist documents have been released over and over again. Major universities have written books about it, how they said persecution is good. We like Jews being persecuted because then it makes them come basically give money to us and then we can use them as slaves. It's the same thing with the government staging terror attacks and saying, give up all your rights, we'll keep you safe. Same thing with Israel. And I have just found the white supremacist, not even so much the white supremacist crowd, just the anti Israel crowd, which first said, oh, we're just anti-Zionist. Now it's, no, actually, all Jews are the devil. It's what they say over and over again. I found them to be dishonest. I mean, they make stuff up. They lie about me. They lie about everybody I know. They fight with each other constantly, and they inflate the role of Jews all day long, or they twist what people say and do. Like, I read a Financial Times of London article about how the major stock exchanges of the world are owned by a couple of Arab countries, and then it pointed out they just bought a bunch of big movie studios. Does that not mean that Jews, predominantly and Italians, run those studios? No, they still run them. I was pointing out that a bunch of those have been bought, and they said, oh, Alex says Arabs run Hollywood. See, it's all a twisting and an obsession, and then they... I mean, normally they're crazy-eyed, they got zits all over their faces, weird devil tats all over them. They just can't even operate. And believe me, you're not going to lead any successful revolution against anything. I mean, you know, regardless of what you claim is at the end of the deep, dark tunnel, you know, regardless of what the spider is sitting at the center of the web, you're not getting anything done but holding back those of us that want to defeat the New World Order with all of your annex. And you are the favorite smearing tool to tar, to blacken, the reputation of good people like Ron Paul and myself and others. But the good news is it isn't working anymore, and people are on to what's happening. And they've caught the ADL, you know, running spying operations on American citizens, and they've been convicted, and they've lost in civil court for lying about people and you know, using anti-Semitism. I mean, really, the ADL pimps out what's happened to Jews in history and some of the atrocities against Jews and what Hitler did that was terrible. They pimp out the deaths and abuse of Jews and what has really happened in history. They pimp it out and sell it to governments to then demonize groups that are against corruption. Oh, you don't like government corruption, you must hate Jews. And then they actually make it about Jews. The ADL and others make it and advertise that it's Jews that run the government, it's Jews that are doing all this evil stuff, and they hype the whole thing up and have HBO specials and everything. And movies like Barat, you know, all about Jew bashing, actually, you know, popularized it now, where 10 years ago I never heard Jew jokes, I never saw something about it. Now that's all you hear. It's disgusting, and it's a very sophisticated psyop, and I am not going to play along with it. So, nice try, New York Times, nice try, ADL, nice try, others. Now the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the original posters of this, got the propaganda from the Southern Poverty Law Center. They've now retracted and said, no, actually, this cop killer didn't like me and was attacking me. And now a bunch of other publications have retracted. And so are you going to retract New York Times? Are you going to retract ADL? You know, people think I get up here and threaten lawsuits, threaten here, threaten there. Folks, I have sued people 4 times, and it's not fun having to prepare cases, spend $20,000 or more to go win and get a judgment. And then part of the judgments are that you don't talk about it and it's over. Or people agree in court to stop saying things that aren't true about me. But at a certain point, it doesn't seem to... people, when I say I may sue you, they seem to think that's a bluff. I sued two stalkers in one. I sued the head of a radio network when somebody told him a lie and he repeated it and wouldn't retract it. And I didn't like having to do that. And that was a little setup. We were both being manipulated. I sued the head of Access TV and found out he was stealing money and he's in Huntsville right now. That was in the newspaper. I mean, I spent 20-something grand with private detectives and everything to do that. I mean, we were, you know, recording these people and everything else. I was going into meetings wearing wires. Just Google head of Austin Access TV, head of PAC goes to prison. I mean, this is the type of stuff. And I'm sitting there going, hey, I may sue you. New York Times ADL or the crazy person last week posting stories saying I murdered a radio talk show host. I mean, this crap's got to end, man. I'm a real person with a family and a name. You can't just say I'm a white supremacist. You can't just say I influence cop killers. You can't just say I'm murdering talk show hosts. You can't do it.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. Fit Leg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
Said is, I can't help myself. When I get attacked, I think of the smart way to attack back, and I do it. I can't sleep at night unless I attack people back. I mean, it's just what I do. And if that means letting them continue what they're doing, because it'll hurt them, then I, hey, go for it, buddy. But again, I don't want to make this show about me, but the media is going to do that because they got to change the subject. I mean, all these years, there's no world government, there's no global currency. You know, they claim there's going to be a global government run by international banks that we'll pay taxes to. And then exactly that is announced in thousands of publications the last few months. Hundreds of articles last week, all over CNN, Fox, MSNBC, BBC. Specifically, they define the New World Order precisely as what we said it was because we were reading their own definitions. They just weren't saying it on the news. They were writing white papers on it. So, of course, we predicted exactly what they were going to do. It'd be like if a bank robber dropped out of his back pocket the plans to rob the bank next Friday afternoon. And then the police showed up and knew exactly when they were going to be there and busted them. They wouldn't say, oh, the police were psychic. How incredible. They'd say, no, the bank robber, you know, left his plans to rob the bank on the diner counter. That's a true story I read about, actually. I mean, that's all I'm doing is going, oh, here, the bank robber says they're doing this. And, you know, we've got their battle plan, and then they rob the bank in front of everyone, imploding the world economy to get us under their control. And then I come out and I'm talking about it, having all these other guests on talking about it, trying to work with everybody and be friendly and nice and get free humanity to come together. And here comes the government going, no, those that talk about banks are white supremacists. And the white supremacists go, yeah, it is Jews. Which is exactly what the media wants and is exactly what they're doing. Because everybody's been preconditioned and, oh, to run from that. And so you're helping the New World Order. I hope you're proud of yourself. I really hope you're proud of yourselves. And I know you are because you're led by feds. I mean, I remember in the Miami Herald a few months ago reporting that the white supremacist commanders of the major rallies were FBI. Well, of course, they don't infiltrate the groups. They run the groups. And that's how they know it's always the same, some 18 to 22-year-old with tattoos all over him with a machine gun, all hyped up on a warrior trip, should have just joined the military. And, you know, we're going to go after Obama and wear white tuxedos with white top hats, and we drive an armored Hummer with a sunroof, and we take over the White House. It just made up they're always delusional people that the feds then set up and go, oh, my God, we've got to restrict free speech and take people's guns because there's racists everywhere that believe in a new world order. And you guys play right into it. I mean, maybe you like being suckers. Maybe you like being conned. Maybe you like being absolute idiots. Now, there is so much more going on. I got Mike Rivero coming on for 52 minutes, cover a bunch of news. And I'm going to break down Glenn Beck and his debunking of the FEMA camps. I mean, this is I predicted 3 weeks ago, last week and yesterday, I said it's going to be, they're going to do a straw man. They're going to show a camp that we know isn't a camp. And I said probably the Amtrak trains in Illinois. Exactly what I said. Exactly right. Because I know how these operatives operate. This is what we do. We study them. I know exactly when they're going to do it. They're like clocks. They're so predictable. Okay? So, you know, they're regular. They're on a schedule when they drop these little things, these little leavings for us behind them. So we'll come back and into a ton of other news. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I haven't even talked about how for 3 days we've launched the new PrisonPlanet.tv. Only a few little bugs. I'm trying to really bugs. It's like people trying to find the free audio postings and things like that on there. All my films, Obama Deception, Super High Quality, Endgame, Terror Storm, Fabled Enemies, Truth Rising, archives of the last almost year of us doing these live TV shows, simulcasting during the radio show. By the way, we go live in the next segment with Mike Rivero joining us from Hawaii. Jason Burmis live 9 to midnight, adding the visual element here in the TV studio with documents and video clips coming up 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. All of that there at the new PrisonPlanet.tv. Expanded extras on my films like Endgame 1.5, $5.95 a month, and it funds this operation and what we're doing here. So I do want to encourage folks to go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership if you've never tried it out. It takes about a minute to sign up, create your username and passcode, get a trial monthly membership for $5.95, and you can go in and download Endgame and Terror Storm and the Obama Deception on DivX and burn it to regular CDs that play in almost all the new DVD players. Talk about an activist tool. It's really good quality. Go in there and burn the disc all day or get the most high-quality disc by going to the secure online video bookstore at Infowars.com and ordering the Obama Deception on DVD. And, of course, it has about 30 minutes of extras as well. That's in the very highest quality, and that's what I recommend you make copies from if you're giving them out to friends and family. And, yes, your purchase of the film also makes what we do here possible. So continue to support us financially as well. Please go to Infowars.com and go check out the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart for hundreds of great titles, including all 22 of my films. By the way, my book, Descent into Tyranny, is almost out of print. There's about 100 regular copies left, and I'm going to do 1 to 100 of the last 100 that are signed. But those are almost sold out. But it'll always be at PrisonPlanet.tv in the ebook format, just like Paul Watson's book I published, Order Out of Chaos, is at PrisonPlanet.tv, and you can burn it to disk or print it out. I mean, there's just so many functions. 5 years. It's now the fifth anniversary coming up in 3 days. We launched it April 10th, 5 years ago. What, 2004? April 10th, 5 years ago. So we've launched the new PrisonPlanet.tv. Right on time. And ladies and gentlemen, you can also call toll free to get any of my films or ask about any of the combos and specials we have or to get a free brochure, free catalog. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Also, I would, just finishing up what I was saying earlier about the media trying to play the police and military off against the citizens, this is not going to work. This is not going to be successful. But in the process of the globalists trying this, it's going to get a lot of citizens killed, a lot of innocents killed, a lot of police and military killed. I mean, folks, there's over 100 million gun owners in this country, and if 1% decide to fight back, that is 1 million combatants. Please, military and police, it will only help the New World Order. They don't care about you dying. They want to create civil war in this country. They want to create destruction. We want a peaceful revolution of information. We want to arrest the bankers, bring them to justice. That is the peaceful, judicial, lawful way to do this. And we're just coming off the heels of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette having to retract that the white supremacist cop killer was attacking me on StormfrontInfoWars.com, the Post, we have them, you know, and his buddies saying I'm a Zionist agent, totally made up, totally ridiculous. Israel just loves that. We legitimately criticize Israel. We don't do it from a quackish position. And they've had to retract at the Daily Kos and at Raw story. You can read the bottom of Raw story. They say they took me out of there. So that's the newspaper and two major websites retracting. Will the New York Times retract? Will the ADL retract? I'm not holding my breath. There's a reason the New York Times is going bankrupt, because everybody knows it's full of lies and propaganda. All right, Mike Rivero, straight ahead from Hawaii. Aloha.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com, or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live now, 8 minutes into this second hour. He joins us once a month. He runs the website whatreallyhappened.com. His name is Mike Rivero, joining us from Hawaii to get his perspective on things that are happening. Now, in the last hour of ranting and raving, I didn't even get into this report. Last Thursday, Kurt Nemo wrote a story about an illegal checkpoint that was mentioned in the news where they were going to have regular army, and this was statewide, by the way, we've now discovered, running checkpoints, searching people's cars, just randomly on the highway. And then local news has now reported they went ahead and did it in one town that we learned of. We wrote a story about regular army to run a checkpoint. Our listeners, because of WBCR and a few other affiliates we have in Tennessee, great folks out there, they called the governor, and the governor canceled it. And we had state representative on the show, Johnny Shaw, from District 80 yesterday. talking about how it was upsetting people. Then we learned that they went ahead and did the drill with Air Force MPs, you name it, in other cities and towns. And Marion County News reported that the traffic was backed up for a mile as the U.S. Air Force, troops, Homeland Security, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, National Guard, local police, just it goes on and on. Tennessee Department of Transportation, Tennessee Department of Revenue. And they didn't find any terrorists. They said they were looking for 24-style terrorists, but they did write some DWIs and write tickets and, you know, for dust on the bumper of a truck, an 18-wheeler. So they did raise a bunch of money. Just swarms of every agency in there feeding at the trough as the country collapses. And so I wanted to first, we're going to play that clip coming up, I first want to talk to Mike Rivero about that because, you know, we've had the mainstream media, Mike, attacking us, saying that there's no plan to put troops on the streets as it's in the Army Times and the Washington Post. They say, oh, that's a conspiracy, Glenn Beck says. There's no plan to put troops on the streets. But then, meanwhile, they're just doing it everywhere.
Yeah, we're seeing this all over the country, and it's a big problem. It's incrementalism. They're trying slowly but surely to get ordinary American citizens used to the idea of military people in the streets at all time. And yet, it is a violation of posse comitatus. And it's like the old saying about once the camel gets that nose under the edge of the tent, the camel is coming in. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get everybody used to the idea of literally an America under U.S. military occupation. Exactly the same thing they're doing in Iraq. Exactly the same thing they're doing in Afghanistan. Exactly the same thing they're trying to do in Iran. And if you think about it, checkpoints with armed military people and traffic jams a mile back, that's the kind of things we see being done in Gaza all the time. And Americans should be very concerned and very angry about this because we're all being treated like criminals. Why? We're not the criminals here. We are not criminals, and we should refuse to be treated like criminals. The whole point of the Bill of Rights is that the government is not allowed to treat law-abiding citizens as anything other than law-abiding citizens. They're not allowed to come into our homes and our cars just to look around at random on the off chance they might see something.
Well, I mean, this is classical tyranny to have troops on the street searching you in the middle of the country. You know, they claimed 9/11 was about Al-Qaeda and it was just for them losing their rights, whoever Al-Qaeda was, Al-Qaeda. Now they're coming out and saying, oh, no, it's Americans. The Army's here to fight crime, and you don't get due process, and we're preparing to engage you and take over the states. And meanwhile, they've got the military and all the public schools now recruiting by federal law. They're converting hundreds and hundreds of public schools to military academies. They've got the BATF in, the 7th and 8th grade, with semester courses. What's in mommy and daddy's medicine cabinet? I mean, I have local news ads the police run saying, tattle on your parents. We give you $200. I mean, this is Stasi. And then suddenly, oh, the Army's here. The Air Force is here. Oh, there's fiesta in San Antonio. We're going to have MPs out from the Army base and the Air Force base searching you. And they're just doing it. Clearly, because the bankers are looting and robbing and stealing everything, and they're afraid of us ever getting control of our government again, legally and lawfully, and bringing them to justice.
That's exactly right. What this is about is political repression. They know that they have lost the ability to lie to the American people and get away with it, so now it's just deteriorating into absolute thugism. When capitalism fails, it becomes fascist, and that's exactly where we are right now. They're trying to loot the country. It's not going to go on much longer. I don't think they can hold it together much longer. But while they're continuing to loot the country, they're going to have the armed guards making sure that we don't stand up and say, look, that's our money. Please take your hands off of it. In fact, give it back to us. And they're looking at what's happening in Europe in places like Iceland and Czechoslovakia, or the Czech Republic, rather. They're obviously very concerned that we're going to start seeing mass riots here as the economy continues to deteriorate. And we, the American people, are going to start saying it is time to get rid of this corrupt government and get something better that works for the people in its place. It already happened in Iceland. It's happening in other countries around the world. This is a global revolt, or a global reboot, if you will, where everybody is saying this style of capitalism, this style of banking is great for the rich, it is terrible for the ordinary people, and it is time to change the system again to something that works for us. And that's what they're afraid of. And they're going to stand there with their guns guarding their treasure houses and just grab onto as much as they can before they get kicked out.
Exactly. Bloomberg Financial, every few months new numbers come out. We always sit with horror waiting. 2 weeks after the bailout, it was $2.2 trillion. A couple months later, it was $5.5 trillion. Then it was $8.7, then $9.8. And then now the newest numbers come out, $12,800,000,000, just shy of the entire GDP in 6 months. I mean, this makes Weimar Republic stuff look tame. This makes Zimbabwe look tame. I mean, folks, for those that don't know, they've never had spending anywhere near this. This, and they're claiming we owe all this in tax money that was given to offshore banks. And then meanwhile, they've got army checkpoints popping up everywhere. I mean, this is highway robbery.
It's worse than that. It's slavery, because when they hand a bill to every American for $40,000, $50,000 and then have armed guards pointed at you to make sure that you're going to pay it off, with, you know, you don't have a choice in it anymore, that really is slavery. And one of the things we say around our website all the time is there is no freedom without the freedom to say no. We're always being told we're so free the terrorists hate us. But if we can't say no, then we are not free. We are slaves. 6 months ago, when TARP was first being ramrodded through the Congress, 90% of all phone calls to the Congress from Americans said, no, no way, do not use our money to fix a broken corporation. Congress did it anyway, even right before an election, which shows you how much force was being brought to bear. As you keep saying, the numbers keep going up and going up and going up. All Americans, working class and middle class Americans, are saying, please don't do this. You are selling our future to the bankers and financial institutions, to the Bernie Madoffs of the world. They just nailed another one of his feeders for fraud. They're all crooks, and our government is working hand in hand with them to loot the populace and just give it to the people who've already got so much money they can't remember how many homes they own. And we, the people, seem at this point unable to say no, and that means we are slaves.
Yeah, it's what, in the Times of London, with the former head of GMAC. In fact, guys, yes. Google Bernard Madoff and hit news, because I thought I printed it this morning. I don't have it. Feeding billions into Madoff. So they've got all sorts of scams going on. They're now saying that Alan Stanford, with the $10 billion stolen, Sir Alan Stanford by the Queen, running, was involved in money laundering for cocaine dealers. Well, of course. I mean, who do you think these people are?
Yeah, it's out of control, and the more we dig, we're starting to see it is just this incredible interconnected network of fraudsters and scamsters. And right now there's a huge, huge rush. I think one of the reasons why Barack Obama is trying so hard to get a new war going in Iran or North Korea, or it almost doesn't really matter, is as more and more of this financial corruption comes to light, especially here at tax time, where so many Americans are just angry over the whole tax system, we're starting to ask those questions we should have been asking all along. Is this really a legitimate government? Should I go on supporting it? And more people are saying, no, it's just a bunch of crooks that are serving their own interests. They're selling our future to the bankers, to the Federal Reserve. Why should I go on supporting that? And I think we're getting near to the sort of flashpoint we saw in Romania some years back, where it's just all going to explode. Barack wants a war that he can blame all of these problems on, and if he doesn't get it, I think the writing is on the wall. The American people are reaching the point where they're going to stand up and say, no, we have a right to say no. We are saying no.
And that's what the Rand Corporation said 6 months ago. They said, we need a war bigger than Iraq, a World War III, so the public will rally around the government through false patriotism so we can continue the looting. And so they're now, Israel saying, we may go ahead and strike Iran. We're going to go ahead and attack them. And then all hell's going to break loose with that, or they may just invade Pakistan. I'm just watching the news this morning. They're going, Taliban's getting ready to hit the White House. Taliban's getting ready to strike America. You can see him stage the terror attack, claim Pakistan did it, and we're off to the races there with the nuclear power. And then, oh, well, yeah, the banks are looting me of trillions a month, but I guess it's okay because I'm fighting brown people in a country I can't find.
Well, I think where the Rand Corporation has missed it, in fact, so many of these old Cold War fossils continue to make this mistake. They don't understand how the alternative media, how websites like Prison Planet and InfoWars and What Really Happened have changed the fundamental nature of the way information flows through our society. They may start a war assuming the American people are going to rally around the flag out of false patriotism, but that's not going to work if the American people already know that is the only reason for the war to exist.
Well, you're absolutely right. I want to walk through how you see this unfolding. I mean, this is the most critical time in history we're entering right now. We've been in it for about a year, but it just gets more and more intense. And our voices are more important than ever right now. That means your voices are more important than ever. And we have Mother Jones admitting Obama's getting ready to try to shut down the internet.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then?
Then.
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
All right, fellow GCN Radio talk show host, Mike Rivero joins us right now. Coming up, I'm going to play a little clip of Lou Dobbs with the Mexican President Calderon saying U.S. officials are helping deal the drugs in the U.S. And Lou Dobbs says, I can't disagree with you. I've studied this and I agree. Of course, the CIA Selector General admitted in 96 in congressional hearings that the government's shipping in the majority of the narcotics. So the phony drug war is falling apart. Everything's starting to implode inside this system. Mike Rivero, specifically on the internet front, cybersecurity bill gives Obama dictatorial power over the internet. Even Mother Jones admits with the headline, Should Obama Control the Internet, that this is a takeover. They're taking over the infrastructure, the very hubs of the companies, so that the government literally can shut it down or tap it without warrants, and that's admitted. And as you know, 3 weeks ago, the head of cybersecurity for Homeland Security over it quit, saying this is a threat to our free country, our threat to democracy, and our republic, in his words, by doing this. So there's your inside whistleblower that this is a total takeover. You got the New York Times coming out saying we need to gatekeep the internet. We need to control free speech because the mainstream media can't compete with us.
No, they absolutely cannot, mostly because we've caught the mainstream. And well, actually, I call them the corporate media because the mainstream is shifting to us. The alternative media, the blogosphere, we're already outpacing traditional paper newspapers. We're neck and neck with the large radio networks like Clear Channel. We're catching up on TV. And the bottom line is this is a threat to the monopoly of information by the government and by the corporate media. They can't lie to us anymore. And if they can't lie to us, they can't control us. And unfortunately, our government is carrying so many lies forward accumulated over the last 200 years, they can't start telling the truth now. Or they're going to face some very embarrassing questions. And so they're kind of trapped by the fossilization of their mendacity, if you want a phrase for that. And so, yeah, they see the internet as a threat, and they're trying to find ways to control it. They plant all kinds of public relations people on there to try and shout down dissenting points of view. They certainly monitor all of our websites and watch out for what we're saying and keep tabs on that. They fund and set up their own competing websites to try, as your song for the Bumper was saying, to try and keep us squabbling amongst ourselves instead of uniting and realizing that the biggest problem with the United States is the United States government. And so, yeah, they're going to try and control it. They're going to try and shut it down. I don't think they can succeed any more than the people who wanted to shut down Gutenberg's movable type printing and inexpensive books were able to succeed with that. We already know that there is a networking system out there called FidoNet that operates without the big corporate fiber companies. It's a little slower than the traditional internet, but it does work, and it can operate without being subject to government censorship or control because there is no physical infrastructure. It's all telephone to telephone to telephone. And remember, in the former Soviet Union, that corrupt government was brought down by a network of fax machines. That's all the Russian people had to spread the truth with, and that's what they used. People want the truth. They're going to go where the truth is to be found. If they find some way to shut down and turn the internet into just a glorified new TV network, the people who want the truth are going to find a way to get to it. There'll always be a new alternative means of mass communication because now we know it is possible to accomplish.
Exactly. As they tax the web, shut it down, only make it a few thousand channels, as China's already done, as Australia's announced, you know, Chinese-style net censorship for Australia, and they say that's good. They're now trying it with ending net neutrality, Internet 2, all of these systems, and now having the federal government make companies bring in federal hubs to literally snoop and watch everything with no warrants. I mean, Obama said he was going to, you know, end Bush's warrantless wiretapping. He's going further than Bush did.
Yes, he absolutely is. There was a story we ran earlier today basically saying that Obama is expanding Bush's legal justification for warrantless snooping on all of our communications. And folks, here's the bottom line. Under this guise that our government is trying to find and deal with terrorists, they are treating us like we are the criminals. Every time we go through an airport, every time we send an email, every time we make a phone call, we are being treated as if we are the prisoners. That they are so terrified of us. They're trying to find some way they can stop us from communicating with each other. That's the reason for the police roadblocks. Keep us so scared we won't talk to each other.
Stay there. Repeat that when we come back. That's key. Oh, why is the Army at the checkpoint? Oh, just the Army's here now. Hi. Oh, by the way, we've training your kids to tattle on you. And by the way, we're demonizing the Second Amendment. And by the way, we work for the bankers. Ha ha. I mean, come on, police and military. You really want to be in this position on the wrong side of history? Stay there, Mike Rivera. We'll be right back with a lot of other key news on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Menhaden fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
Again, I want to encourage listeners out there to go to InfoWars.com and purchase the high-quality DVD of the Obama deception. I had a copy here somewhere. I was going to show folks on TV. It doesn't matter. The point is that this film shows you who runs the planet, what the bankers are doing, how they want a world government to take their Ponzi scheme scam, buy up the planet, then set up a giant global carbon tax to regulate and control every facet of our lives. I mean, this is the only issue, is what these bankers are doing and what's taking place with them. That's the big issue, not Britney Spears and her new iPod, or Obama giving the Queen an iPod, or, you know, what Obama's, the First Lady's wearing today. The bankers have stolen the entire GDP of the nation in 6 months. As much as the country produces in a year, they've stolen in half a year, and they're only intensifying the stealing, and they're going to try to squeeze it out of you. And they've got about a third of the population because remember, he only got a little bit more than half of the voters, and that was 60%. So he's got about a third of the population believing anything he says, anything he does. We got to reach out to those folks fast, because that's the cannon fodder, the forced volunteers that we cover in this film that he's going to use. This has the National Compulsory Service. It has the FEMA camps, all documented in the Obama deception. Available at InfoWars.com or call toll-free to get it, 888-253-3139. This film needs to be seen by everyone. Okay, going back to Mike Rivera. Mike, getting into Madoff, I mean, I keep harping on this because what the banks have done with this Ponzi scheme, with this counterfeit money, which even Bill Moyers is having guests on, you know, saying it's a fraud, it's a takeover, it's a bank robbery. Mainstream news is now admitting that. We have to, instead of just going through this endless political pop system where they keep replacing it with the two parties that they own, don't we need to go for their indictment by grand juries and then investigations and go up the chain from Madoff and others that are involved in all of this corruption right up to the top, and then go ahead and just arrest the New World Order bankers instead of having them take over the planet and feed the entire economy into their coffers?
Well, that would be the ideal, obviously, but we're already seeing a tremendous amount of reluctance to investigate, let alone prosecute, Madoff and his circle of particulars. And to give you an example, I mean, look at the AIPAC spy trial. I mean, how many years that has been delayed and that has been delayed? There are some secrets at the core of the U.S. government that, if they were exposed, would trigger a revolt within 24 hours. And they're trying to protect those. And anybody who's connected to those secrets, anybody who's got that inside information, they become the untouchables. Nothing can be allowed to happen to them. And so as a result, you have to get into this situation where they wind up being protected. And we're not going to see legal action. We're not going to see, you know, there'll be a call for a special prosecutor. There'll be a call for a new investigation, which will go absolutely no place. And we're already seeing where they're talking about they don't want to do the clawbacks on Bernie Madoff's pyramid scheme because they don't know, they don't want it exposed who made the money off of that, because we're talking about $65 billion in losses. What they're not talking about is all the people who made money and where that money went. We know that some of that money went to certain pro-Israel foundations and organizations, which then funneled that money through AIPAC to the campaign war chest of congressmen who are pro-Israel. So Bernie Madoff, at the very least, is known to be part of the funding mechanism by which AIPAC bought the U.S. Congress away from the American people. So I don't think we're going to be able to see much luck in going after indictments and grand juries. I mean, you know, we're letting the people who committed torture walk free. Spain is going to indict and try them in absentia. But our own governmental system is protecting its own. And that is why, ultimately, I think the ultimate outcome of our current historical period is we're going to see the U.S. government collapse the way the old USSR did. Sooner would be better than later. And the players are just going to line their own pockets as much as they can between now and when they have to head for the border.
Well, we're already seeing a lot of elites in the last 5 years leave the United States, and they're leaving Israel. They're even leaving England. They're moving to the Cook Islands, Australia, New Zealand, Paraguay. So we see the elite actually exiting Western nations.
Yeah, I think they understand the writing is on the wall. And as we keep saying, the last official act of any government is to loot the nation. And that seems to be going on right now. Certainly, my opinion of Barack Obama is that he does not appear to be doing anything at all consistent with the idea that the U.S. economy can be saved in the long term. Everything right now is just grab the money and give it to this favored crony, and grab more money and give it to that favored supporter. And he's not doing any of the things that would be consistent with restarting the U.S. economy and getting
now,
it running
Mike,
again.
Mike, to be specific, you were a Barack Obama supporter. Now he's been in office a couple months. What's your take on him now?
Well, the honeymoon is definitely over, and the condom wrappers are on the floor, and we got you know. I was favoring Barack Obama marginally over John McCain. I really wanted Ron Paul, as so many Americans did. But when it became obvious that Ron Paul was simply not going to be allowed to get near the convention floors, and we came down to that awful choice of the lesser of two evils, and I still don't know that John McCain would have been any better at this. It does seem that they're both owned by the same interests, and really the difference between Republican and Democrat appears to be almost purely cosmetic. And it's almost irrelevant who's in the White House right now. They're all pushing this same agenda, this globalism, this one world government. And I got to tell you, every time I hear global governance or new world order or one world government, I keep thinking, you know, that's what Alexander the Great wanted. That's what Napoleon wanted. That's what Rome tried to do. That's what Hitler tried to do. This idea of a single global government is nothing but the vanity of the rich and powerful run amok. And it never works out well for the ordinary people of the planet Earth.
Well, I mean, that's the issue, is that Barack Obama, in a way, is worse than McCain, because McCain was a dead horse. You know, mm-hmm. He was angry. He was not that smart. He was discredited. He was associated with Bush, the last phase of the New World Order. But with Obama, it's a fresh horse in the race, or a fresh boxer. They put him in, and the public is kind of fooled just long enough for him to sucker punch us, you know, with the New World Order. And now he's betrayed everything he said he'd do on the lobbyists and the wars and warrantless wiretapping and no rights for detainees. I mean, the looting, $12.8 trillion. I mean, this guy's got it in high gear. And the Obama zombies have invested themselves in him, and most of them, didn't just vote for Obama to repudiate Bush like you did. They voted for him because they fully bought into it. So, see, that's why I was saying Obama was worse, was because he mm-hmm. could sucker the people better.
Well, I don't know that he's suckering them all that well. And again, this gets back to the idea of the alternative media being the venue of truth right now. I think the disillusionment in Obama is quite palpable. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, he's got to be an improvement because he's our first black president. But you know something? Idi Amin was a black president. That didn't work out too well for the people of his country. So we've got to move away from whether Obama was black or white, and we've got to look at what the guy is doing. And what the guy is doing is just more of the same. I'm thoroughly disillusioned with him. There was a story we ran earlier today. Bob Dylan, who had supported him, is now backing off and saying it was a mistake. It's getting harder and harder to find somebody who truly is still fanatically believing in Barack Obama outside of his immediate circle of financial supporters. And I got to tell you, I don't even trust the polling numbers that we're seeing regarding his public approval, because they're not lining up with the numerous online polls that we're seeing in websites, including my own. We're not seeing, you know, it's more the same. He's going to do what he's being told to do, and then the corporate media will lie and tell us that we all love him and therefore we should shut up about it.
Well, I mean, that's the big issue here, is that a lot of people were so horrified by Bush and the secret arrest and the torture and the wars, they said, look, we just hope Obama's better. And then now, if you criticize Obama, some of the more uninformed supporters think that you're saying the Republicans are good. No, that's the whole point. That's why we made the Obama deception. It's showing you that there's a puppet master controlling both puppets, and we want the people to look past the puppets to the puppet master and what their agenda is. Hey, let's indict and arrest the bankers. And, you know, Mike, you're saying that's going to be hard to do because you have this shared corruption in the establishment that's bringing down Mexico, that brought down Rome, that's, you know, brought down so many ancient and modern civilizations and nations, where soon it's just a bunch of crooks and none of them will control the other ones. So they just steal everything and then everything falls apart. We're now entering that phase. I mean, clearly they're leaving nothing in the nation when they steal the GDP in 6 months. And so you have this shared corruption. As things get worse and worse, we've got to explain to people, either the globalists stay in power and get more control out of the crisis they created, or we put the brakes on it and say, arrest these criminals. You know, instead of just protesting, I don't like the bailout, I don't like the banks, go, these are a bunch of crooks. We've got to arrest these people. You know, that needs to be the mantra, is prosecute them for the crimes they've committed. That is the only way, because they're going to continue to control the voting machines. They're going to continue to control both parties. So the revolution is just enforcing the law and arresting these people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think once you get into that area where we the people are going to start enforcing the laws of this country, then it's a whole different dynamic. What it really comes down to, though, if you look about all this 12 trillion dollars that has been dumped in debt on the American people, we the American people don't have to pay it. I mean, if you really think about it, go through the Constitution and somebody show me where I signed a contract that I would allow the government to borrow this money and stick me with the payments, because I don't remember ever doing that. There is no such contract. And the bottom line is American people have to start thinking about this. If the U.S. government goes away, if we stop doing what the government says, if we simply do not cooperate, if we walk away and let it collapse, it's going to take that debt with it, and we're not going to have to pay it. And so this is something that those people are saying, we should support the government, right or wrong and everything. Okay, but if you do, it's going to cost you $40,000 plus accruing interest to support the government. And at the end, after you've worked your life away to pay off that debt, you're still going to have a government that's fondling you at the airports, reading your emails, listening to your phone calls, watching you with TV cameras. What kind of a deal is that after a lifetime of work? And I think people are looking at that very hard right now.
Well, exactly. The power to tax is the power to destroy. And we have admitted offshore banks and corporations that have gotten the lion's share of the $12.8 trillion just out of the U.S. taxpayers. It's close to $12 trillion from all the other nations that are run by these private banking cartels, feeding into them. They've cut off liquidity. They're greedily killing the real economy so they, the fiat economy, the vampire economy, can come in and consolidate. This is a great conquest. This is a usurper group taking over our society. I mean, this is designed, Mike. Their own documents show it. And I don't think the public, as mad as they are now, has realized the full horror of what we're facing.
Well, it really comes down to a very simple fact. The instant you start a debt-based economic system, such as the Federal Reserve, the moment it goes into operation, more money is owed to that central bank than is actually in existence. And the only way such a system can continue to operate is there must always be an ever-expanding population of borrowers, which are used to create new money, or the country must engage in wars of conquest to loot other nations to bring that extra money back in to pay the existing loans to the central bank. The problem with creating such a central bank on a global scale is there is no way for new money to come into the system, and the people living under that system will be permanently, perpetually enslaved to debt in perpetuity. Their children, their grandchildren, forever.
And by the way, Mike, as you know, I want you to speak to this. We saw the spectacle last week at the G20 meeting with literally hundreds of mainstream news articles, Time Magazine, Obama's New World Order, you know, London Telegraph, other headlines, world leaders hail birth of New World Order. And then they define the New World Order. They say it's a global private central bank that will set currencies, values, that will set interest rates, and that will set the tax rates of the nations where there's nowhere to run. And they said there'll be nowhere to run, and the bankers were all smiling and laughing, saying we'll dominate everything. I mean, the criminals that engineered the collapse are openly saying it's a Ponzi scheme to get control of the planet, and that we're going to literally be serfs to them. And the OECD, their big management group, says they want a global tax of over 80% on the average person, because they state they want a post-industrial economy. It's the parasite economy, the fake bank economy, waging war on the real economy. Can you speak to that?
Well, economies do wage war on each other. And years ago when they were talking about clash of civilization between the West and the Muslim world, it's because at the core of it, it's two different banking systems. The Western system is based on compounding of interest, which has led to runaway debt and ruination for millions of people while creating vast amounts of wealth concentrated in the hands of a few people. On the other hand, you have the Islamic banking system where loans are handled as a flat fee and there's no compounding of interest. And the Islamic bankers are not incredibly wealthy, but right now the Islamic banks are absolutely immune from all of this meltdown and derivatives problem that is crippling the Western banks. So when they talk about clash of civilizations, yeah, they're talking about war between different economic models. What was the war between the United States and Russia? Capitalism versus communism. What was the war against Italy? Capitalism against fascism. Now we've become the fascist, and we're attempting to bring fascism to the rest of the world, and the rest of the world is starting to dig in their heels. And that, unfortunately, bodes very, very ill for the future of the United States, because we cannot win a new world war. We don't have the manufacturing capacity to do it.
Well, what about the Civil War, according to Lincoln and others, was about economic control? Was the North going to control Western expansion, or was the South? It all comes back to this.
Yes, it absolutely does. And Lincoln had the advantage that he could use the emancipation of the slaves as a popularizing device for the Civil War. If he hadn't had that, I think the North would have actually lost the Civil War.
That was their moral authority.
That was the moral authority, yes. And our country doesn't really have a moral authority to work with right now. They're trying to find one. They're trying to find a new Emmanuel Goldstein supervillain. They had Osama bin Laden, but too many people know he's dead. They tried to float Adam Gadan, the American Al-Qaeda. Too many people know that he's actually the grandson of an ADL person. And it just goes on and on. They're trying to manufacture a villain or a cause or something from which they can derive moral authority to invade somebody else's home. And they're trying to do it in a world that knows the United States government lied to start the war in Iraq. They're raising on a busted flush here, but they don't have any choice. The people who control them won't let them step off the path, won't let them change course, won't listen to reason that this is not going to work. They're going to roll the dice with millions of other people's lives and just see, hey, let's see what happens. That'll be fun.
Because you can attack the globalists, but one thing you got to give them is they are bold. They are cunning. They have amazing will. And they will risk the whole planet. It's like when they detonated the first A-bomb, most of the scientists thought it was going to ignite the entire atmosphere and destroy the planet. That's on record, but they still did it. So just like the Hadron Heavy Collider, some of their physicists said this could create a black hole or a strangelet. Let's do it. You got to give it to them. They are bold. They are cunning. They are ruthless. They are reckless.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
All right, final segment with Mike Rivero. Then I'm going to get into Glenn Beck and his disinformation for 30 minutes. Then we have a guest coming on with just a very painful story. But her son was killed on the Greyhound bus 8 months ago. Person cut his head off, stabbed him over 100 times, ate his eyeballs. And they're talking about letting him out of jail. So another psychiatric person on Prozac. That is coming up. He killed him with a knife. It would have been a gun. They'd be trying to ban the guns, I guess. Just a horrid story, but we're going to be covering it. And then we're going to have open phones in the fourth hour today. Wide open phones. I got a lot of other news here as well. But I wanted to play this clip for Mike Rivero. This is an amazing clip. Last night, Lou Dobbs, we're analyzing this clip right now. Short clip. Lou Dobbs has got the president of Mexico on, and I listen to Mexican radio. And they have it in some English versions as well. And they admit that the government's laundering the drugs, that most of the Mexican government is, that U.S. banks even have a loophole where they can launder the money. And it's now in the ABC News about big banks and brokerage firms doing it. And Calderon says, look, you got government officials helping in the U.S. And Lou Dobbs says, yeah, I've looked at this. I have to agree with you. So it's all coming out, folks. All the lies, like Mike Rivero just said, are coming out. Here it is.
And at the Mexican border tonight, strong words from President Felipe Calderon of Mexico in response to mounting violence in his country and the war on the drug cartels. President Calderon met with Attorney General Eric Holder and Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano to talk about actions against illegal aliens, guns, and drugs. President Calderon made his position on drug trafficking crystal clear. He said that the United States is just as guilty of corruption as Mexico.
It is impossible to pass tons of drugs or cocaine to U.S. without some grade of complicity of some American authorities. There is traffic in Mexico because there is corruption in Mexico, and that is true. But with the same argument, if there is traffic in the United States, it is because there is some corruption in the United States.
I don't often agree with President Calderon on any issue. This time I have to. There is no other explanation. It goes well beyond indifference and apathy to the fact that this country has tolerated that border being violated by drug traffickers who bring in from Mexico methamphetamines, heroin, cocaine, and marijuana. In fact, Mexico is the largest source. And for us as a nation to have tolerated the immense loss of life, the devastation of lives to addiction of drugs, most of which, again, originated in Mexico, can only be explained by corruption.
All right, let me stop right there. I'm going to hold Mike over 5 more minutes so he can comment. Ladies and gentlemen, I've talked to Lou Dobbs off air. I've had him on air before. He is the real deal. He has a contract where he can say what he wants. He's being attacked by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a white supremacist because he's fighting the New World Order. That's what they do, and he ought to sue them. I'm also attacked in this issue. So the point is, Lou Dobbs is for real. He's got a lot of courage. Glenn Beck is a counterfeit of a patriot meant to co-opt our movement. And Mike, I want you to comment on the drug dealing, but also want you to comment. It wasn't hard to predict that Beck was acting like a patriot from his past activities and was going to, quote, debunk the FEMA camps when he promised to, investigate them. And he sure enough did that last night with a straw man argument. So what do you think of that clip? And then on to Glenn Beck.
Well, unfortunately, I was not able to hear the clip when you were playing it, so I'm not exactly sure. But, I mean, there's no secret that our government has been involved with drug dealing going way, way back. The Skull and Bones fraternity at Yale University was funded with opium money. We had heroin coming in during Vietnam, Iran-Contra, and all the cocaine. So it's a known fact our government leaders are drug traffickers.
All right, Mike, stay there. I've been trying to talk to you during breaks, and you haven't heard me either. We've got some connection issue there in Hawaii with you or something. So I've been wanting to talk to you off air anyway. So come back, recap what you just said. That is so important. Then we'll move on to Mr. Beck.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're now into hour number three. Got hour number four coming up. In the next two segments, I'm going to debunk Glenn Beck's debunking of the FEMA camps. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I called exactly what he was going to do. In fact, you guys have that clip we played last night on Burmese where I predicted it before the show. See if you can cue that back up. It was like 17 minutes into the second hour, if you want to know where it was at. Just one of my precise predictions. It gets scary when you study these people this long, you know what they're going to do before they do it. But they're just so predictable, the games they play. Mike, if you missed it, I don't know if you've seen it. He did the straw man. He showed Linda Thompson, who put out the fake video of the tank shooting flame out at Waco to discredit all the serious research of Delta Force admittedly being there shooting people. They went and showed the old train station, now a train repair station, a regional repair station for Amtrak. And I predicted on air that's what they'd show, because that's the one big popular thing I know is fake from this lady who was clearly an operative from the mid-1990s. Instead of the civilian inmate labor camp program, all the documents, the Houston Chronicle, the admissions they're getting ready for martial law, the Army announcing it, bills in Congress for FEMA camps. And then they just come out and say, none of it's true, folks. It's crazy if you believe it.
Yeah, absolutely. This is an old, old disinformation tactic. It's called poisoning the well. And what it means is that the intelligence operatives and the propagandists will plant one provably false piece of information in the middle of a really serious concern of the American people. And then that's the one that everybody can always point to try and ridicule and dismiss the rest. And we've seen it time and time again during the House Select Committee on Assassinations, looking back into the JFK assassination. They planted this silly story about an umbrella dart gun so that they could all make fun about it. During the Clinton administration, when they were holding hearings on the abuses of the BATF, they had a guy show up in full camo screaming that the government had a machine that made tornadoes. This is an old, old trick. And the good news is most Americans are now aware that this is one of the tactics that the government will pull when they don't want to talk about a real issue.
Exactly. Or, there's so many examples of this that we've seen over and over and over again, and it just isn't working. I mean, how can the mainstream media, out of one side of its mouth, say they're setting up world government, but it's good, but then say we're crazy, it doesn't exist, on the other, and then point at, some UFO website, and then say that's us? I mean, people are more discerning than that now.
Well, we have to remember that government and even the New World Order crew are not a monolithic structure. They're all deeply factionalized. Each is pushing their own particular agenda. And from these conflicting agendas, we are seeing these multiple points of view come out that will be self-contradictory. And it is a good thing to allow it to happen, because ordinary people reading these stories where this person says red and this other person says green, and they'll say, wait a minute, something's not right here. And it will convince them to maybe dig a little bit deeper. And when they start digging deeper, that's when they're going to realize the extent to which they're being misled by the government and by the corporate media. And that's when they show up at PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and WhatReallyHappened.com.
Absolutely. Well, Mike Rivero, in closing, continue your good work there. I'm just really worried about Obama. Cybersecurity bill gives Obama dictatorial power over the Internet. I mean, you know, sure, they're not going to get away with this, but the mere fact that they're saying they're taking the Internet over, making private companies give the feds hubs in to snoop without warrants and to be able to shut the web down. I mean, that's their words to protect it, of course. I'm really worried about them launching a fake cyber attack and blaming it on China.
Well, remember, the fastest way to bring down a dictator is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it, and that's what's going on with the U.S. government right now. They're acting like a dictatorship, and everybody sees it.
All right, Mike Rivero, we'll talk to you again next month. Thanks for joining us. There he goes. Aloha from Hawaii. Always great to have Mike on once a month. Always informative. Great banter back and forth. Okay, I'm going to play this Russia Today news clip that they just aired worldwide on television where I really think I boil things down well. Then I'm going to get into Glenn Beck and a lot more. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. The show has just begun. The info has just begun.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live now, 8 minutes into the third hour. Going to debunk Glenn Beck's ridiculous debunking. And this is a big deal. I'm not just attacking some talk show host. I don't care about that. It's that he's positioning himself as the 9-12 leader, the leader of the Patriot Movement against the New World Order. And the guy is a operative, period. So that's coming up. But first I want to play part of this 10-minute interview, Russia Today, did with me. The rest is up on Infowars.com. I think one of the fairest interviews that I've ever done. They just asked the questions and let me answer them and didn't even really edit it. Just amazing to see that going on. I can go on, you know, foreign television, Japanese, Russian, South African. They just let me talk. The United States media tries to engage in a blackout, but they're not in control of the world. Before we go to this Russia Today clip, we live in an unprecedented, unpredictable world, and as everyone knows, I'm all about preparedness. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's why I want you to visit our new sponsor, Pepperspray.com, to check out their wide variety of personal security products they have available on their website since 1994. Pepperspray.com has made your personal safety their number one priority. So give them a call at 1-800-908-9988. Again, that number is 1-800-908-9988. Or visit them at Pepperspray.com and give yourself some peace of mind. On the web since 94. So they sell a wide variety of personal safety and security products. You're not only getting security, but peace of mind you deserve as well. Free shipping on all orders above $99. Pepper spray of all kinds and strengths, stun guns and tasers at incredibly low prices, animal repellents, home safety and personal alarms, and a lot more. One other sponsor making this radio show possible is MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, and like hurricanes, snow, ice storms, economic collapse, you name it. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid. And here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 800 watts of power on demand in the event of any natural disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right, it generates free electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move now. Their website's mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. You can always give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Okay, let's go ahead and go to this Russia Today piece, because a lot of folks are watching at prisonplanet.tv or want to hear the audio as the radio listeners. So we'll go ahead and play that for everybody. And I think I succinctly, in 10 minutes, boil things down very simply to the world audience. Here it is.
RT is in Austin, Texas, catching up with radio talk show host and documentary filmmaker Alex Jones. Alex, thanks for sitting down with us today. My first question is, several months after Obama stepped in as president of the United States, you make a documentary calling him a deceiver. Why?
He said he wouldn't hire lobbyists. All he's done is hire high-powered lobbyists at every level of government. And he's handed the country over to the oligarchs, the international bankers, to loot the nation, according to Bloomberg Financial, of $9.7 trillion. He has lied about leaving Iraq. He said he would take the troops out immediately. Now he says 16 to 23 months, and he's going to keep them there. He's increased the troops by 30,000, doubling them in Afghanistan. He's bombing Pakistan. Barack Obama promised that he would only raise taxes on those making over $250,000 a year. He's now announced, Wall Street Journal, he's going to change all the loopholes to tax all Americans, taking away our waivers we have for our homes, taking away the exemptions. The lies are incredible. Everything Obama has said has been a lie.
In your work, you talk a lot about the New World Order. What is the New World Order?
The New World Order is a private group of ultra-rich bankers who are offshore. They're above the U.S. They're above Iran, Russia, Venezuela. They are international, and they are creating a network of international laws to regulate and control and dominate nations. They openly state that they want to deindustrialize countries. They want to bankrupt the population. They want a poor population that has to go to the government for handouts. They want a domesticated population. So the New World Order is what every other dictatorship has called for in history. There are people who want a planetary dictatorship run by a group of plutocratic financiers. It is world government of, for, and by private bankers.
And what you say is that the American government is a puppet of the New World Order. Is that right?
Absolutely. I am a patriot. I believe in the free market. I believe in the red, white, and blue Constitution, Bill of Rights. And everything that the supposed government is doing is the opposite of that. It is 180 degrees from what this nation is supposed to be. And in every poll, the American people are against the wars. They are against the open borders. They are against the police state. But the central government does the opposite of what the people wants, and they're setting up this control grid to try to suppress the American people.
How do you see Barack Obama as American president?
President Barack Obama is a deceiver. He says one thing, and then he does the opposite. And that's the only thing that is constant with Barack Obama. He bills himself as anti-establishment, but really he is completely owned and paid for by the establishment.
So how do you see the future of American politics?
The United States is a corrupt empire that has been used by international banks and the global crime syndicate to expand their empire worldwide. They have basically used the United States like a credit card to pay for their world government. And I see the United States entering the greatest crisis since its founding 235 years ago. So I see the United States as a hijacked nation, a nation that is being used as a tool or an engine of international oligarchs, international financiers. I see the United States in danger of being collapsed, but at the same time, I see a massive awakening to the globalist agenda taking place. And so I know that we have a fighting chance of defeating the tyranny.
Following up on that, some people go further and say that a collapse for America is inevitable. What do you say to that?
The globalists want to have a collapse in the United States. And yes, we are in a very real danger of collapsing because the central banks have gotten this country deep in debt. They've done it by design. And now they've cut off the money supply. And the economy for the last year has been in a free fall. Real unemployment's up at 20%. And so, yes, I've seen many scholars in the United States and worldwide talk about the collapse of the United States. That is a real danger. But again, the New World Order bankers only want to collapse the United States so that they can come back in, pose as the saviors, and bring control over the nation, and then reform the United States as a fascist engine to carry out military operations against any free nation in the world. They openly state that the United States will be the pit bull, the attack dog. The American people will be used to go after every free nation in the world. So the United States is in a process of going from a corrupt oligarchy to a fascistic, Hitlerian pit bull meant to go out and literally wage war against the planet. Meanwhile, the international financiers will sit in Switzerland and London and Paris and Berlin and blame America for all the tyranny when they own our private Federal Reserve and are launching the attack.
One of the things you talk about in your film is that the American government is allegedly trying to build a civil army to be able to use unsuspecting civilians for their own purposes. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yes. Legislation has passed the House and the Senate, and they're in the process right now of ratifying it, to create, in the words of the New York Times, a 7 million person army. And they openly state that citizens will be spying on each other, that this will be a paramilitary force domestically and internationally to be a civilian force that after the U.S. military takes over a country, then this civilian military force will come in and administer the country. So the United States is being used as a colony of the offshore bankers to create a social service class to administer world government.
You allege that the Bilderberg Group runs the world. Who are they exactly?
The Bilderberg Group is the Queen of England, the Queen of the Netherlands. It is the Rockefellers. It is the Rothschilds. They write books. They brag about it. David Rockefeller wrote a book 4 years ago saying he wants world government and an end to U.S. sovereignty. And they are these incredibly wealthy, powerful families that play with nations and whole populations like they're a little toy. And they are outside the laws. They don't have to follow the laws of the nations they control. And they come in and buy off the governments and finance those governments to go along with their aims. And the New World Order is just a super rich international mafia of oligarchs that are playing God, who want to abolish and bankrupt nation states so they can set up an international order where the planet is owned by a private bank.
Some people say in the next couple of years there's going to be a revolution in America. Could that be possible?
The globalists hate America. But at the same time, they know that the American people are waking up. And there's over 100 million armed American citizens who understand that being armed is a basic right and who refuse to be disarmed. And so, yes, we've gotten the internal government documents, the state police documents. They are very concerned about a revolution because they know that as they bankrupt the nation, as they turn us into third world slaves, that the people will resist. And so they are attempting to set up a high-tech police state in the United States as a rearguard action so that as they've stolen the country blind to build their world government, using the U.S.'s energy and money and finance to build it, now they're done with us. But the final phase is putting a police state in so they can successfully rob the United States without having the American people ever take control of the country and then prosecute them and arrest them.
All right.
How do you...
We'll be right back after this quick break, and I'll start getting into the Glenn Beck issue. And we've got a guest coming on. I'll get back into Glenn Beck and take your phone calls.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
I got behind playing the Russia thing. When I start the next hour, I'll spend 15 minutes debunking Glenn Beck. I did it for like an hour last night with Burmese. That's up at prisonplanet.tv. It's just to see so many of my listeners suckered by this guy going, no, he really wants to fight the New World Order, Alex. Glenn's good. And I'm like, no, man, he's not. This guy is a slime ball from the word go. Believe me, I would love it if he was a good guy. But I knew it would be more debunking. This is a guy that always said, arrest the militias, arrest the patriots, they're killers, they're McVeigh types. Ron Paul's dangerous, his listeners are dangerous, go after them. We've played those clips here. And then he said, oh, I'm exposing the New World Order. I'm exposing the global currency once it was already announced. See, now Hannity comes out and says it's bad. But then he shovels in all their other propaganda. They're being forced to do this now because they've lost all credibility. I mean, these guys, in the case of Hannity and Limbaugh, for decades, Hannity's for about 8 years and Limbaugh for, was it, almost 20 now. None of this exists. It's not real. And we're like, but the CFR publishes a bi-monthly book. It says global government and a global carbon tax and they're going to take our guns. Shut up. The CFR doesn't exist. But the UN biological, we're hanging up on you. Another one of the crazy people. Hey, they just had urban warfare drills here in my town. Oh, that's another black helicopter crazy. Meanwhile, it'd be in the local paper. And then now it's in Tennessee news. Oh, yeah, the Army wasn't allowed to, but they still came out and ran checkpoints. Oh, in fact, let's play that now. I forgot to get to that. We'll do that during the little space we have. This story's up on Infowars.com. Kurt Nimmo writes so many stories. What a powerhouse. It's already moved into the archive of the News in Focus feature news story piece. But I had the state rep on yesterday, and you know, he talked about how they had told the Army they couldn't operate, but what we didn't know then was they went ahead this weekend, that's now confirmed mainstream news, and had the Army and the Marines, MPs from the Air Force base out running checkpoints on citizens, and it said there was traffic backed up for a mile on one road. So the governor says don't do this, and they say, you know what? Shut up! We run things now. So let's play part of the state rep. Here it is.
The Wyville Police Department had plans to conduct a seatbelt checkpoint on Saturday, April 4th at Highway 64 within the city limits of Wyville. The checkpoint was planned to be in conjunction with Homeland Security and the 251st Military Police in Bolivar. After learning about this, I contacted Representative Johnny Shaw, who represents that area. Ask you about this. Representative Shaw, you looked into this, and can you tell me what you've learned and where this stands now?
I can. Actually, this has been canceled. Some calls were made to the governor's office about this on earlier today, this Friday, and of course the governor just simply said, I don't need another headache. and of course it has been canceled, and I will say to you that it was a bad idea in the first place. I mean, during this climate and this day and time which we live, can you imagine the Army stopping you for a seatbelt check? You know, so it really was a bad idea. I don't think it'll happen again because I think it would have frightened more people than it would have helped. And
okay, let's stop right there. I wasn't clear with the guys. That was the interview after we broke the news last Thursday. That was him Friday on the radio saying he talked to the governor. The governor said no to the unannounced plan. Then we interviewed the state rep yesterday. We had Johnny Shaw on here, and he still thought it had been canceled. But then we started having truck drivers and listeners and others send us pictures of Marines and Army and running around with their guns on the streets. In fact, we're so busy, we need to get that out of the tips inbox and get that posted to the Marines. But it doesn't matter. We have mainstream news, Marion County News and others. And it says on March 31st, 2009, so this even happened before that, reported on a truck checkpoint set up by the Tennessee Highway Patrol, Homeland Security, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, the Tennessee Department of Health, the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency, the Tennessee Department of Transportation, the Tennessee Department of Revenue, the Marion County Sheriff's Department, Monteagle Police Department, the Tennessee National Guard, the Arnold Air Force Base Police, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the Department of Commerce and Insurance, and the FBI. And we've confirmed Marines are on. This was all over the state, just randomly, and it went on this weekend. And so the governor's saying, I can't, you're not allowed to do that. Meanwhile, it's just going on all over the state. Last week and this weekend. And we're just here calmly talking about troops popping up running checkpoints. And it describes how they were searching everybody's vehicles, just randomly blocking the highway and searching everybody's cars. And we got these on video in Texas going on back in the late 90s. This is a covert operation to acclimate the public and to train the police to go under federal control. So, man, the bankers are really planning on gutting this nation, folks. And they're going to turn the men with guns loose on us, and the men with guns are going to be in a lot of trouble.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
All right, coming up next hour, I'm going to open the phones up. I'm also going to get into Glenn Beck debunking the FEMA camps last night with a straw man attempt. So that's coming up in the final hour. You know, I've got XM Sirius in my car. So I'm listening to the BBC, and I hear Carol Dedele talking about the case of her son being brutally murdered in a way that just is hard to imagine. Things that just, you know, totally dumbstruck the mind is the term, and that no one helped her son on the bus. That's a whole other issue. And we see these cases more and more that the psychopathic demon that killed her son, you know, may get out of prison because they're saying he was, you know, criminally insane. That's why we've got her on, because we have similar cases here in the United States, England, all over the world, where I've seen countless cases being a news hound of where they release a violent schizophrenic and then they go out and kill again, or they hurt somebody. And I don't understand how this can happen. And so she's fighting this, and she has the website timslaw.ca. That's Tims, T-I-M-S-L-A-W.ca. But I think it's better, and I know it's hard for her to talk about, but in her own words, she's doing this so she can save others and trying to, you know, take some good out of this evil that's happened. And that's, you know, truly a wonderful thing she's doing. She's got a strong Christian faith. Carol Dedele, thank you for coming on, and I appreciate you sharing this with people so it hopefully doesn't happen again.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Where would you like to start exactly?
Let's start at the beginning and then break down what's now happening.
Okay. On July 30th of 2008, so last summer, I was at home here and heard about a murder that took place probably about 45 minutes from my home. It happened on a Greyhound bus, and it was quite horrific. What we had heard initially was that a young man had been stabbed and decapitated on the bus, and we thought, oh my God, that's awful. And immediately my heart went out to the family of this murdered person. And in the summertime, I was working cooking at a senior's manor, making supper for these senior citizens every evening. So that day, which was a Wednesday, I went to work at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and continued to hear about this this murder, but no identification yet. Dinner time comes around, and we all said grace before the meal, and we said a special prayer to the family of this murdered individual. And we did the cleanup after that, and I headed home to have dinner with my husband. And that would have been about 7 o'clock in the evening on the Thursday. And we had just finished having our dinner, and the phone rang, and it was my ex-husband calling, and he asked me if I had heard the news on TV. And I said, well, of course I've heard it. I mean, everybody had heard it. It completely unusual thing to occur anywhere around here. And then he told me it was our son, and I hit the floor. My husband came over and helped me get back to my feet. I couldn't breathe. I felt like I was going to vomit. I ran out our front door and just screamed no. I couldn't comprehend that this had actually happened, and it was my child that had happened too. He was working with a carnival, a fair, during the summer months. He had gone out west two provinces over from the one we live in, Manitoba. He was working in Alberta, trying to get together some money to get his own place and get a car and stuff when he came back. And he was in the last hour of about a 22-hour journey on the bus. And this, the individual who killed him had only been on the bus for about an hour, I believe. And my son's only mistake, because this, make it very clear here. This was an entirely unprovoked attack. My son was sleeping by the window seat with headphones on, listening to music, and he was stabbed out of nowhere. His mistake was, at a smoke break a little bit earlier in the journey, he smiled an acknowledgement to this. The murderer's name was Vince Lee. And just as another human being, he just sort of gave him a nod and a smile, kind of like, you know, how's it going or whatever. And that was it. Mr. Lee at the beginning was sitting at the very front of the bus or near the front of the bus. And my son was sitting at the very back of the bus, the last row just in front of the washroom. And when they stopped for the smoke break, Mr. Lee took that smile and nod as an invitation at some point to go and sit with him. So he changed seats. And then about 20 minutes later, attacked him out of nowhere.
And, yeah, that's how these schizophrenics work, you know, being a large radio show, we run into them. And they'll take any little cue to decide you're the devil or you work for some secret group and you've got to die. And I've had some schizophrenic stalkers. That's one reason your story particularly touched me. And they are, they're inherently evil people. I mean, you know, they call it psychological or mental, whatever. They're a demon.
I agree.
And that's the end of it. But please continue.
My son had no escape route. He was in a window seat at the very, very back of the bus. Mr. Lee was blocking the aisle. But when he was initially attacked, he was stabbed in the neck and the upper chest. And I guess just the adrenaline from that first one or two stabbings had Timothy up and out of his seat, and he actually jumped over Mr. Lee and put himself in the aisleway. Mr. Lee was so focused on his rampage on Timothy that everybody else on the bus was able to get off of the bus. I know there's a lot of judgment being thrown at these other people that were riding that bus, but by and large, an awful lot of them had no idea what was going on because they were sitting forward. All they heard was that there was a fight at the back of the bus. They had no idea that there was any kind of a weapon involved. The individuals probably very close to where this attack was occurring would have seen the weapon, and they would have been trying to get women and children and everybody else off
the
bus.
Yeah, this caught everyone unawares. I understand that. I mean, I'm just still, you see the stories about a raped woman lying in the street, in one case, Canada, for 4 hours bleeding and then, you know, later dying, or I mean, I'm not saying I'm some hero. One time I walk out of the bathroom, this woman's been choking for 2 minutes. They're saying dial 911, and I had to push people aside, and they got angry. I did the Heimlich and saved her. You know, it's because I was supposed to. You're supposed to sit there now. My whole issue is, but I mean, regardless, I think in the past we've become pretty domesticated. I would guess in the past on a bus partially full, somebody would have, may not have saved your son, but this guy wouldn't have been able to go on as long as he did. And unfortunately, I think folks need to hear, just to understand his mind, exactly what happened next.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what would have happened if anybody had intervened. Perhaps there would have been a lot more people that were killed, too. And in that way, Timothy's being hailed as the hero because he did allow everybody else the time and opportunity to exit the bus. But from that initial couple of stab wounds, It happened very quickly because Lee was focused on destroying my son. He proceeded to decapitate him and continued his rampage for 5 hours. Almost 5 hours. I believe it was 4 hours and 48 minutes in total. All of the other passengers are now off of the bus. There was a second bus following, and that bus pulled over to offer assistance as well as a long-distance truck driver. They barricaded the door shut to keep Mr. Lee on there. The RCMP arrived, the police, and Mr. Lee taunted everybody with my son's head and dropped it in the stairwell. He went back and further ravaged my son's body, removing any and all of his intestinal or all of his internal organs. When he was apprehended finally many hours later, he had my son's nose, tongue, and an ear in a baggie in his pocket. Some internal organs were thrown onto the front dash of the bus. He was in the process of trying to remove one of his feet. He cut off everything that you can think of that could be cut off, and he took everything out of his body that all of his organs. He ate his eyes, and he ate at least one-third of his heart muscle, as well as other tissue. Mr. Lee was observed during this attack cannibalizing my son and smelling and licking his fingers. There were parts, body parts, in bags in 4 to 6 different locations in the bus. My son's body itself had endured over 100 wound sites that were devastated. I mean, devastated.
So this was a goblin-like, bloodthirsty cannibal or something out of Night of the Living Dead. Specifically, I know you're trying to assess blame here. You want to stop this from happening again, and we're going to get to that. And I appreciate you having the strength to talk about this to educate folks. We can stop more of this from happening. Why 4.5 hours? I mean, the police got there, and then they just let him run around with the body parts? I mean, somebody comes up to a window with me and a knife and a head in their hand. I think that would have been a justified shooting there. I mean, this is a dangerous psycho running around with a head in his hand.
I would have to agree with you, and I don't have the answers as to why. I probably will never get those answers because the trial has been done and is over, and there was nobody in that courtroom speaking on behalf of my son. Everything here in Canada then becomes all about the victim, about the criminal, who they are no longer identifying as a criminal. They're identifying him as a patient. He's not being held responsible.
So the police, though, I mean, let him run around for hours out. Is there outside the bus while he's running around
that's
with
correct.
Organs and gobbling? I mean,
that's correct. I don't understand it myself. I don't know. I know that they have a preservation of life policy, and since there was no preserving my son's life, their next focus is to prevent any other injuries. I don't get it.
So this guy can run around with a deadly weapon doing this. Okay.
I have real trouble with the fact that Mr. Lee was armed with a knife and a pair of scissors. He did not have a machine gun. I think had they unbarricaded the door and allowed him an exit, I don't know.
He finally settled down for 4.5 hours?
He exited through a window. He literally jumped out, landed head first out of one of the windows, and he, I believe, was tasered and apprehended at that point. With my son's ear, nose, and tongue in his pocket.
Now, specifically, then I want to get into how we stop him from getting out of jail and others like him. What do we know about this creature?
Okay. What I've discovered is that he was diagnosed schizophrenic catatonic state in September of 2005. He arrived here from China in 2001. He was diagnosed schizophrenic in September of 2005, which to me is very interesting because it is also the same year that he obtained Canadian citizenship. By the psychiatrist's own testimony, schizophrenia is not an overnight illness. It takes a long time to manifest itself, and it usually manifests itself much earlier in life. So this is late onset schizophrenia.
But do we know if this was chemically induced, though? I mean, or adding to it? You know, a lot of times the serotonin reuptake inhibitors are associated with these psychotic breaks.
Well, apparently there's some law that prevents them from obtaining bodily fluids to do any of that sort of testing. Because I asked that. To me, unjustifiable, I think, is what I was told, that they have to have a reasonable cause to obtain those fluids. And I'm thinking, you know, slaughtering an individual, another human being on a bus is not just cause to test his blood and bodily fluids for chemical abuse or whatever, yet they can do a breathalyzer for a drunk driver? None of it makes any damn sense to me.
I agree. Here in Austin, they take your blood without a warrant on the side of the road with the police, and they have these rubber stamp warrants that are fake. Just amazing. I mean, I know Canada's got some weird laws, but this is crazy.
Well, and this is why I have to work relentlessly to change them, because this is absolutely unacceptable. Now, to take a step back, he was diagnosed schizophrenic in Ontario, which is one of the provinces right next door to Manitoba. He was treated in a psychiatric facility in Etobicoke, a town in Ontario. He was diagnosed schizophrenic there, and he was there for 10 days, and then he left against medical advice and chose not to take his medication. And then,
oh, well, that's guaranteed, because as you know, a lot of the antipsychotic drugs, if you go off them immediately, it causes a chemical imbalance.
Well, yeah, but here's my problem, you know, on top of all the other problems, the fact that he was able to obtain citizenship in the same year that he obtains a schizophrenic diagnosis. How'd that happen, for one thing? And then he's diagnosed schizophrenic in Ontario, but the moment he crosses any border, that diagnosis disappears. It does not follow him. So once he came into Manitoba, he had no diagnosis.
Amazing. You know, we love Canadians. They're really nice, smart people. But every time I go to Canada, they treat us really bad at the border. I don't know if we do that to you. If it is, it's wrong. But then I just saw all these foreigners, you know, that is not from the U.S., just going right through customs whenever I fly in, who can't even speak English. Why is that? I mean, is Canada, like, only for people from, like, the third world? Is that the new world?
I don't have those answers. I wouldn't even begin to guess at them. But the fact that that diagnosis doesn't follow is a very key point. The fact that it was a diagnosis that was made in the same year that he obtained citizenship is another key point.
Okay, Carol Dedele, we've got a break. We're going to come back. Let's talk about the website so people can get involved at timslaw.ca and stop these vicious killers from getting out of jail.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people.
Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Well, her son, Tim, was brutally murdered. That's why she has timslaw.ca. Because they let these violent killers out all the time. And they commit the crimes again and again. Same thing with these child molesters. Just amazing. Okay, going back to his mother, Carol Dedele. Carol, okay, so they have this little kangaroo trial where you weren't even allowed to have any input, and now they can let him go from his facility.
This is true, and you had mentioned before that he could be released from prison. Well, let me make it clear, he's not in a prison right now. He is in a mental hospital where he is a patient. He is not a criminal. He is a patient now in Canada with an NCR verdict, which stands for not criminally responsible. Coincidentally, that also means no criminal record, because if and when he is ever let loose, like so many of them are, and what's scary is they're usually out in 1 to 3 years, 1 to 5 almost certainly, and that when he is released, he will not even have a record for having committed this crime. If I shoplifted a lipstick at Walmart, I would have a criminal record. He's done this to my child, and he will have no record of having committed that crime.
Just amazing, absolutely amazing. So how do we stop him and others from getting out? And you might get into all the cases you're being contacted about dealing with how other violent people like this get out.
Well, that's what's really disturbing, is because now in the Canadian way of doing things, these types of individuals are pulled out of the criminal justice system and handed over to doctors where they are reviewed yearly. And myself and my family will have to go before this review board on a yearly basis in order to keep him there, or to try to keep him there, to have any input into it. And at that, they don't have to listen to anything that we have to say. But if we don't go to those review board hearings, I don't think they'd keep him very long at all. So the responsibility of keeping the rest of society safe gets put on our shoulders. And I think that's wrong. To be found not criminally responsible and then to have no criminal record for having done something like this is absolutely absurd.
Well, shouldn't a jury decide this? Because that's how our system of Magna Carta
there
and common law.
No jury.
No, I understand. It's the psychiatrist and the state are gods, and then we have all these cases where they let these guys go and they kill again.
Well, I think that if they let them go, if they release them, they should have to go and live with them for a while. Maybe they wouldn't be so inclined to let them loose.
Well, you've got the state and the psychiatrist playing God. So who will decide if he's released or not? The medical board?
It's a review board that consists of lawyers, psychiatrists, and a layperson. And I guess here's my problem in a nutshell, and this is what I need to change. The system says, okay, the psychiatric community and the legal community both define these types of individuals as, quote, very disturbed individuals. Those people, their care, treatment, and medication is their responsibility. So their care, treatment, and meds, that is all given the responsibility of that is given to this very disturbed individual when they're not in a position to make those choices.
Exactly.
But they're responsible for themselves. Until they fail to comply, they do something this heinous, and then they're trying to tell us that they're not responsible. How do you get to have that both ways?
And who knows if the meds are even going to work? 1 minute break. Let's do five more minutes if you can, Carol, because I want to specifically talk about how we stopped this, how we changed the laws. And the same thing goes on here to a different extent, but similar, because I see the cases in the news all the time where they let these psychos and schizophrenics out of jail and they go to town on people. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're back live. Final segment with our guest, and I'm going to get into the whole Glenn Beck situation and a lot more. Timslaw.ca and his mother, someone brutally murdered by a schizophrenic. You know, the state says, oh, we're going to let these people go and then have them take their meds. You know, they're criminally insane and violent psychotics, but that's okay. We're going to let them go and give them meds. And so she's setting up a foundation. She's got timslaw.ca. So speak about that, but also you said, you know, on and off air that you're trying to warn other people to stop this carnage of allowing criminally insane people out of prison. I mean, regardless, they can say, well, it's not their fault. They're crazy. Still, it's the fault then if I release a tiger in a group of school children, if it eats one of the children. I mean, the state can't just release these people and then say, oops, when they kill again or hurt somebody.
The whole thing is that I'm not concerned with whether or not he was in his right state of mind or not. The fact is he still did this crime, and he's not being treated as if he committed any kind of a crime. And it was one of the most brutal murders in Canadian history, and nobody's being held responsible for it. I think Timothy's death happened this way, was as brutal as it was, to bring attention to these issues so that change would happen, so that this doesn't continue to happen to other people. I don't want any other family to go through this. It took the police 24 hours to notify us because they could not identify my son by his body, because there was next to nothing left of him. He was pulp. He had several identifying tattoos, but you couldn't tell what they were. He had a huge gaping wound in his chest where his heart had literally been ripped out and eaten. So,
and now now they could release this guy, and then really, I guess nobody even gets warned about it now, and then he has no record after he's done it. Specifically, though, you said you've got other families, because I mentioned to you the cases I've seen where they let these guys out and they kill again or harm again. You say you're seeing a lot of evidence of that of other people with horror stories.
Absolutely. Several other people that are families that are dealing with the fallout from an NCR verdict, not criminally responsible verdict, they're murderers. Are being let out, and what's happening is they're being let out with no notification to family or friends, and no notification to the community. So these people could be your neighbor. This type of an individual could become your neighbor, and you wouldn't even know it. And it's happening all the time. In very short time, they're released, and that's, you know, I think we could all learn something from the Austrian case of Joseph Fritzl, the
yes.
fellow who enslaved and raped his daughter for a 24-hour period of years. And he was sentenced to life in a psych unit for mentally deranged criminals, not patients. And public safety remains their number one priority.
Yeah, this
not
guy
here.
Is criminally insane. He's not just insane. He's criminally insane. Well, I mean, look, I say execute him. When you clearly got the witnesses and the guy's eating people, he's a demonic creature. Just get rid of him. We shouldn't pay for him.
Yeah, well, and Canada is the kinder, gentler nation, I suppose, and I don't even want to go near the death penalty conversation because I was misquoted at the beginning of all of this, and I think probably several people who would have otherwise been supportive chose not to be because of that, even having been mentioned.
Well, you know, that's pathetic that they can't deal with it. When you have a rabid dog coming down the street, you put it down. And the
mm-hmm.
point is that fixes the problem when you've got someone on record who's like this. You know, who says it's mental illness? This is a sickening, evil person. You know, why do people go out and kidnap kids and torture them to death? It's because they like it. And they
why do we protect them and forget about the victim so quickly? There was nobody in that courtroom talking on behalf of my son. It was all about what was going to be best for Mr. Lee and how to take care of him.
Well, Carol Dedele, you're now speaking up for him, and you're a champion, and you're no doubt going to save a lot of lives. And I hope folks will visit the website, timslaw.ca. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
God bless you, and thanks for your strength. We appreciate you coming on. Hopefully we'll get you back up as things develop and unfold. Take care. We'll be right back.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned, and right now we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I didn't want to bring this up with that lady. John, I sent you a clip from CNN last week. We never played it. I said, coming up, we'll show you how they're brainwashing your children. And I never did it. The one where the children aren't allowed to even shake hands now. Remember that clip, John? Yeah. Let's play that in a minute, because that, you know, that ties into all of this. Again, I'm no hero. And I was at Le Madeleine with my wife and my newborn son, and I go to the bathroom, wash my hands, we're about to leave, I walk out, and there's all these people around the table at the end of the restaurant freaking out, and this woman is eating bread and is choking and turning purple. And I walk up, and they're going, call 911, 911. They're all like chirping like parrots, 911, 911. And I started saying, hey, do the Heimlich. They're like, you don't know how. Don't. Get out of there. No. And I had to literally start going, okay, shoving people out of the way, three deep. And the family's freaking out. Wait, are you doing that right? No, God, 911, 911. They just kept chanting 911. And I went, did the Heimlich twice. Big chunk of bread comes out on the table. And the woman, and then they're like, oh, you're a hero, stay here. And I'm like, I might have hurt her or something. They're going to sue me. I'm like, just get out of here. Because that's how they work, folks. That's how the coward slaves operate. That's what they've turned most of the public into, unfortunately. Just these gelded, this afraid, oh God, afraid of everything. So we leave. I mean, that was instinctive to go do the Heimlich, you know, because I was on swim team when I was in junior high. And so we put us through the YMCA / fire department little mini course. So I knew that, knew how to do it, to, you know, for a baby or for a big person or a little person, how to use a chair, all that stuff. But I did the big Heimlich and just picked her up almost. And every day I see articles. I mean, they've had a famous case where an Austin cop got run over at the corner of William Cannon and I-35 by that gas station, Tiger Mart. And he gets hit. He falls over, laying out on the edge of the street. Fire ants are all over him in the summer. He lays there for like almost an hour, like 55 minutes, till the police drove by and stopped. See, people don't want to be bothered. Oh, man, that's a guy hurt right there. I don't want to call 911. They'll say something to me. Oh, I don't want to stop. I don't want to. To the point of they had to pass laws around the country. If you see a car wreck, you got to stop. And, you know, I still stop. Unless I see 10 other cars ahead of me that already stopped, you know, I'll drive on past. But I make sure somebody pulled over to help. But at the same time, citizens will tattle on their neighbor for their dog going in their yard. Or if they think their neighbor's spanking their kid, and not even hard, when it's not against the law, you know, they'll tattle. Or they'll tattle their neighbors got guns when guns aren't illegal. So you've got those tattletales, but they won't get involved themselves. They'll tattle on a neighbor or something. And I see the cases all the time where a homeless man will be stabbed three times in a major, you know, thoroughfare with hundreds of witnesses and nobody helps him. Or the case a few months ago where a schizophrenic again had kidnapped a child off the street and thought that the 2.5-year-old had demons in him. And he stomped the child's head wide open, all of it. And this went on for more than an hour as cars drove by. And finally somebody called, and the police in the 15 minutes didn't have a cruiser anywhere nearby, though it was, you know, outside a major city. So they sent a helicopter that landed, and the cops ran up and shot the guy because he wouldn't stop stomping on the dead baby. I mean, I'm sorry, folks. I'm driving by and I see somebody stomping on a little kid. It's not like I'm looking for a fight. I can't control myself. I'm going to pull over and I'm going to get out and I'm going to go to town on them. And I don't understand why people don't have that instinct to fight evil, to fight corruption. I mean, you're trying to dehorn cattle that haven't been really domesticated. They're kind of wild on the range. So I worked for a large animal vet off and on for several years. You know, they're running them into squeeze chutes. They will try to attack you, even though you're in there with a cattle prod. They'll try to protect themselves. They know they don't want to go on that squeeze chute and have their horns cut off with an electric dehorner. You know, any animal out there, even a bunny rabbit, if you try to grab it in the wild, will kick and bite and scratch at you. Not humans. We've been trained just to go and just do whatever we're I mean, this is nothing unusual, folks. You corner me, you attack me, I see you attacking somebody else. That's what we're born to do, is to throw ourselves against it. And I don't understand people. So, you know, I've gone over this and gone over this before, but it's such a phenomenon of they just, you know, now they do metal detectors when you get on buses in the U.S. and in Canada and a lot of places, you know, to make sure you don't have a knife, but you can still sneak one on or have a gun. How about people be able to be armed so when that guy does something like that, people are able to stand up to him? I mean, this went on for 4 hours. It's all about the bureaucracy, the job, the police stand down. You know, the police at Columbine, 4 hours, 30 minutes. The police in Blacksburg, over 3.5 hours. The police didn't really stand down the other day, and, you know, they had a big shootout with the guy. But the point is that you have this continual standing down while you wait for orders. The London Guardian and the London Telegraph as well had articles a few months ago. Emergency flight crews must file paperwork before rescue. And they got to, you know, oh, there's a sailboat tumped over 2 miles out in the English Channel. They're going to freeze to death in minutes. Instead of jumping on the chopper, they have to do an assessment of is it a danger to the pilots? Is this a mission they should undertake? Who is it? You know, what exactly is happening with the emergency? And if they don't have all those answers, they just don't go. And they're going, we're firefighters, we're Coast Guard, we're supposed to go out to what we don't know what's happening and put ourselves in danger. They're like, no, no, no. This is all a form of gelding. And remember about a decade ago, the feds had a crusade. Dodgeball is mean. It makes some of the children feel like they're weak. I was in PE, you know, in the fifth and sixth grade and stuff. Everybody would beg to be in dodgeball. No one disliked it. It was fun. It teaches you to get hit with something and hit back. And, you know, it's what mammals do. Let's see. Oh, no. No dodgeball. Then no tag at recess. Then no hugging. First no kissing. Then no hugging. Now no shaking hands. Now no high fives. And then they call the police on you if you do. Now prisoners are allowed to shake hands in most, you know, in up to medium security. Maximum they're not supposed to touch. So your schools are maximum security prisons where they're being inducted to go on Prozac and Ritalin and how to tattle on the parents. And this is mind control. And then they have these police drills where they practice the kids putting their hands up and getting on the buses. And learned helplessness is all this is. And that's why in England you see the famous cases of somebody's raping, you know, somebody's wife, and they hit him over the head with a lamp. They charge the guy that defended himself. Or somebody pushes somebody out a window who's being stabbed to death. The police come and say, we're charging you for pushing him through the window. Or you hear about the U.S. where thieves keep falling through skylights and breaking their legs. They sue you and win. I mean, I'm serious. Google, I don't know if you found that other one. Google thief sues homeowner, and you'll get a whole bunch of articles. See, this is the system. It's all about binding down good people. It's all about criminalizing the regular public, going through the body scanners and now scanning your naked body, taking your shoes off, submitting, being asked questions. Oh, don't worry. We don't profile. It's for everyone. See, this is about inducting you into slavery. Here's the CNN piece with the audio.
No high fives, no touching at all.
11-year-old Stefan Pavriznik may only be in sixth grade, but he's old enough to question Milford school policy.
If you hug someone, it's considered horseplay, and this stuff is going to be met with severe action.
That's what he and fellow students at East Shore Middle School say they've been told. His father is not happy.
Now it's almost as if it's a sanitized school where nobody can, you know, you have to keep your distance from everybody. And that's not what school's about.
The district sent home a reminder about its no-touch policy this week after several students reportedly fought and one was badly kicked in the groin. The letter states physical
contact. All right, let's stop there. See, if one person's bad, you're all guilty. That's how re-education camps work. Oh, Bob didn't accept that Stalin is God. You're all going to get your food cut in half and have to do double duty out there at the rock pile. And then everybody goes and beats up, you know, the guy that didn't worship Stalin as God. That's how this re-education mind control works. Oh, we had somebody kick in the groin, as if kids don't do that. Now all of you are prisoners. All of you are bad. The feds are writing all this criteria. So here you go. Go back to it.
The letter states physical contact is prohibited.
Are some teachers letting you do the high fives, though?
No. Like, some kids get away with it, but others, they get in trouble.
They're going to play games. And what if they're out on the playground, like recess, okay? What about gym class? You know? You know, gym class is physical.
Well, I think zero contact is pretty unrealistic because kids will be kids, and they're going to touch each other. They're going to even roughhouse or whatever.
All right, pause. That's the whole point, Dad. They want to get your kids in the system. In Austin, they arrest kids every day for being late to class three times. Doesn't violate state law. It doesn't constitute a truancy. 14 truancies in a semester is truancy, but they misapply it, threaten the parents, and they sign their kids over to probation. It's a criminal, dirtbag government. All over the country, they've caught judges falsely putting kids in jail for 6 months a year to get millions of dollars of kickbacks from the private prisons. It's a criminal government that ships in the narcotics. Did you hear Lou Dobbs admit it earlier? Play a little bit more of it. I'm going to come back and get into Glenn Beck and then your phone calls. Here we go.
Even roughhouse or whatever, but you got to keep it in line. You
can't. It kind of like puts us down because if we do good on a test or if we just like happy to see like our friends, we can't give them high fives and like we get in trouble for it.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if that isn't 1984, the kids were allowed to shake hands in the government training camp. See, this is mind control. This is zero tolerance. This is we're on your back. And it doesn't matter if right here in Austin the judges get kickbacks and they build giant prisons for the kids that haven't committed crimes. They don't care. They're going to keep doing it. They're going to take your bank account. They've already stolen the GDP in 6 months. They're going to steal more. And they got troops illegally running checkpoints nationwide. And the governor says don't do it in Tennessee. And the troops say, you know what? We're going to do it. Shut up. We got the weapons. We work for Madoff. Shut up. We run America now. We're taking your money. You like it? You like it?
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
There have been huge new developments in the Bingham shooting in New York. Now, you notice we always reserve judgment if it's a government operation until we have time to do research, and in hindsight, the evidence will come out if it was a government op or an op they allowed. Different variants of false flag. We know Columbine and some of the other shootings in Colorado and Texas were staged. The Buford Furrow Jewish Children's Center thing was staged. Go through that evidence. You can just Google it. I mean, they were all at military bases, trained, mind control programs publicly. Government cell phones, you know, government phone numbers, the schools being half empty, standing down, 127 bombs brought into the building at Columbine, ordering the stand down. There's been big new developments, and I already saw some of this in the news and had some tips on it. We have listeners everywhere. We have a listener. We've confirmed his name, where he works. He can't say where he works because of this. That's all I'm going to say. We don't let you know if they're police or who they are. But it came out in the news this morning. This is coming up in about 15 minutes. I got to do the Glenn Beck thing. This is huge breaking news. It came out that the shooter delivered a letter to the news station saying, I'm going to go shoot people, kill people, and basically where. It turns out, it's just so sick. See, under these protocols, they got to call the feds first to see what they're going to do. So by itself, it means they stand down. How dumb are these government people? It's like the 911 caller with the guy in Pittsburgh who killed the three cops and hurt two others, critically wounded them. The mother says he's got guns here, he's dangerous, and the 911 lady doesn't tell the police that. I mean, it's just these people. I mean, is it total ineptitude or is it an operation? I don't know. You know, if it turns out that the Pittsburgh shooter was in some weird government psychiatric facility, and then the evidence starts mounting. I mean, a lot of times this is government. I mean, they really do this. They wind up these lunatics, give them weapons, and have them do it. But I don't think that's the case with this guy. But with the one in New York, it's starting to look like that. Okay, look. Glenn Beck, folks, is a danger to the country. But he's got his free speech. He is a Judas goat. He is a Benedict Arnold. He is a traitor. He isn't out there saying he's with the New World Order and being honest about it. Then you can dislike him, but respect him. He's doing the opposite. Whenever he talks about patriot stuff, he acts kooky and crazy to discredit it. Then he always tries to get our confidence, then later says arrest Ron Paul supporters, they're McVeigh types. And I know him so well that I said, you watch, he's going to debunk them. And then he announced last week, yes, it's bull. I'm going to debunk it next week. And we predicted, okay, he's going to claim the train station up in Illinois, and there's another one in Indiana, these train repair shops. He's going to do the Linda Thompson deal, who we know is a disinfo operative. And sure enough, that's what he did. It's a straw man. You've got all these real instances of FEMA camps I covered yesterday. Mainstream news, congressional testimony, you know, Houston Chronicle, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Miami Herald, all admitting it, congressmen admitting it, that, you know, where they're at, civilian inmate labor camp program, everything we covered yesterday. None of that. He ain't going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. And we sent this all to him weeks ago. You really want to know? Here it is, Glenn. And I even know through contacts his producer at Fox. They don't want it. Thank you. We'll look at it. Click. He comes out with a straw man. Let's start rolling this. And it's just, it's self-explanatory. And he also has a thing with blood. It's Glenn Beck on the screen with blood coming out of his eyes, with smoke coming out saying crazy time. So, and then they bring in Popular Mechanics, the disinfo operatives, literally government run, admittedly. Here it is.
A little more over a month ago, I had a call. It was like the 1 billionth call from a woman who asked me about FEMA prison camps. And I said to my producer, I said, can we just please debunk this or prove it to be accurate? I kind of snapped on the lady because, honestly, I'm sick of seeing the emails about the FEMA camps. I got something from friends that was about Nancy Pelosi, and it was completely bogus. Look, let's just stick to the facts. There's enough truth out there that pisses people off. We don't need all the lies. The basic idea is that FEMA is setting up.
So you just said, we don't need all the lies. I mean, I have state reps on and the governors in the newspaper saying, I say no army checkpoints, and they run them all over Tennessee, and it's in the newspaper. And I've got major publications saying I'm a liar. NORTHCOM hasn't announced this and isn't doing it. And then the FEMA camps are real. They're on record. And Beck's saying we're liars. And he goes and shows a straw man. We'll come back and finish it and then go to this huge breaking New York news. I can't believe it. I wish it was a lone shooter. I mean, you know how scary it is to know the government is behind this stuff, a lot of it? I mean, these people, there's no end to them. But what does Operation Northwoods say? It says we'll commit sniper attacks in New York and in D.C. and in Miami. And then we'll blame it on patsies, mental patients.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Yeah, Glenn Beck did a bad, bad thing, ladies and gentlemen, did a bad, bad thing. He claimed he was a patriot, and I told you he was a government operative. And some of you did a bad, bad thing. You decided that, oh, I mean, I got your emails. Alex, come on, Glenn's really woken up. Are you jealous of him? This is about survival, folks. I'm a very humble person. This whole planet's small. This galaxy's tiny compared to what's around us. I don't care about Glenn Beck and his little monkeyness up on TV. I'm angry at him because he's a betrayer and a liar, and I knew he was going to come out and stab us in the back and say FEMA camps weren't real. And I was right, and I pegged exactly what he was going to air and what he was going to do on record weeks ago. Okay? And he's having 9-12 meetings everywhere, brainwashing everybody, and he always does this. The New World Order's real, it's North Korea, it's China. And at the end of his program, he goes, this is a real concentration camp, and I'm going to tell you tomorrow what it is. It's North Korea. It's a North Korean camp. What he doesn't tell you is that Donald Rumsfeld and ABB helped prop them up. So see, it's always about the outsider. They're bad over here. We don't have camps here. We're the good guys. Anyways, let's play some of the hit piece. It just speaks for itself. It's just absolute bull. Here we go.
Concentration camps to be used against U.S. citizens. Now, along with the 9/11 truthers, this is one of the most pervasive conspiracy theories on the internet because it comes with supposed video.
All right, stop.
There's
I can't help
video
it.
Proof.
Notice how he does guilt by association. They're going to show you fake FEMA camp put out by the government disinfo operative in the 95, Linda Thompson. And then they're going to tie it in with 9/11 truth, like, oh, this has been discredited, and so is that. And everybody knows 9/11 is discredited. He says that coming up later. Just all mass mind thing. Everybody knows there's not a new world order. Everybody knows the government loves you. Here we go.
That video now has had well over a million views on YouTube. So we set out to get the truth. And quite honestly, I don't believe that there are FEMA concentration camps. I think that sounds kind of nuts. But if there are, I'll show them to you. If there aren't, I'll show that to you. We set out to get the truth on it, and after our initial research, I came in and I said, wait a minute. We can't debunk this? Well, no. I thought we had done enough research to get the video. I wanted to line up video side by side. Apparently, there hadn't been any debunking done at all, and there was no video side by side. Well, predictably, the media started claiming that somehow or another I believed in these conspiracy theories, even though I said on the air a million times I don't, and I've said that for years. Not to mention the entire time they were running their mouths, we were working with an independent group to debunk them or to prove them. I also said that on the air over and over and over again. But who listens to context?
Oh, he makes me sick. Anyways, that's mean to women. He's not effeminate. He's got the male fake effeminate little act with his little date for the day, Megs, there on the show. Now, these guys really make me sick. Again, I really just wanted to tell the truth, and now I got called a kook. All I was doing was investigating, and I debunked them. See, as he plays both sides of the fence here. Just keep playing it. Oh, God. Keep playing him.
That can actually set the record straight here is James Meigs. He's the editor-in-chief of that independent group I was talking about, otherwise known as Popular Mechanics.
Look what he puts on screen.
In the writing of
Edge
the
of insanity with blood pouring out of the eyes.
Everybody knows now is not true because of Popular Mechanics, except Rosie O'Donnell. James is here now to do the same with the FEMA camps. Okay, let's just start with the easy stuff here. And just want to collapse this as quickly as possible. There are things that, yes, FEMA has a right to have camps, and they could do things to help people. And if you wanted to go down the crazy road of...
Stop right there. They could be turned into something bad. Back it up 10 seconds. I read to you all the executive orders, the FEMA documents on record yesterday in the hour and a half plus expose we did. I played Senate and House on the floor as they said, martial law has been threatened, FEMA's above us, Congress no longer has any authority, this is martial law. So FEMA doesn't have the right to have these camps. Yeah, you saw them in New Orleans taking the guns. I read earlier yesterday one of the former FEMA directors saying, it's our job to during a collapse of society, to keep the alternative media from exposing what we're doing. They're there to make sure the bankers can rape you financially. Get that through your head. That's why they're running army checkpoints everywhere. But you know what? You're going to be discredited again, Beck. I know your job is just to stall folks long enough so we don't save the country. But, you know, there's no New World Order. Now it's all admitted. There's no global tax, global currency. Now it's all admitted. And you keep denying all this FEMA camp crap when it's in the news. Oh, they're building FEMA camps for the homeless. But you've got to go to them. You're not allowed to be homeless. We send cameras out to where it's happening. But see, you can't counter us in our facts. You got to make this stuff up. Just go back to it.
Yes, FEMA has a right to have camps, and they could do things to help people. And if you wanted to go down the crazy road of, but they could be turned into, they actually could be. But there's like a million other steps that have to happen.
Which have all happened.
That's correct. And what we did was we looked into these claims. You know, you can't go and visit every one of the 600 sites that some of these conspiracy theorists claim. So we started looking at the ones that are most popular on the internet.
Okay. And let's show the video. First, show me the video that is on the internet. This is one of the so-called concentration camps, or this one's actually, go ahead, show it. I guess a death camp. Do we have it? Okay, we don't have it yet. I can't keep going because this is kind of built around the video. That was the reason why we waited. There it is.
This small building is the only way into a particular fenced area. Inside this building, we see more of the motion-activated detectors, electronic turnstiles.
Okay, there's no sound. How come I'm hearing the sound here, Frank? Okay, this is something where they're showing a so-called concentration camp. These are turnstiles. This is in a secure behind the fence. I don't know how they got this video when it was behind the fence, but they went in and got this video. You recognize this, or you searched for it, right? And what did you find?
Well, it's not very hard to find. Like so many of these things, the truth is actually fairly evident. This is an Amtrak repair facility in Beech Grove, Indiana. The woman who made this video initially claims that it's some kind of American Auschwitz, and they've outfitted buildings with gas, and they've got these strange turnstiles. In fact, it is a repair facility. We set a crew there the other day, and we got
footage. Is this your video?
Inside. Yes. So initially, they had some old buildings that were boarded up that have since been knocked down. But we also went inside the other buildings, and sure enough, what did we find? They're repairing trains in there.
Well, trains, I believe Auschwitz had trains. I'm just saying, Jim.
Well, once you go down that road, you can't really, if somebody's convinced, wants to be convinced of that, you can't really debunk that.
Do we have the video with audio? Because if we don't, I don't really care. The video with the audio about
okay, that's enough. And I know I said we'd open the phones up, but we have breaking news on the shooting from New York. I may get to some of the calls here that have loaded the phone lines. And tomorrow or someday this week, we're going to have nothing but open phones. It's just there's so much news to cover. And we do have Jim from New York on. We're going to go to him in just a moment with the Bemington Rampage. But before I do that, I did an hour and 40-minute presentation yesterday. But if you take the breaks out, it's about a hour and 20-minute presentation where I go through the history of the FEMA camps, the troops, the militarization of police, the government's own documents, Rocky Mountain News, you know, about mass graves and incinerators. All the rumors are over. You want incinerator proof? You want mass grave proof? You want internal government documents, secret documents, and public documents? We got them. All proven. Incredibly important news story. All proven. And then we counter how he was going to debunk. This was done yesterday live, hours before his live TV show. We launch Folks grabbed it off PrisonPlanet.tv. It was posted at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. And the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 parts, the 7 parts are all posted right now at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. The NSC, military checkpoints, and yes, Glenn Beck, FEMA camps are real. And I go into how the whole superstructure of the shadow government works from their own admissions. That's a decent headline, but maybe we should just say, you know, the facts on FEMA camps. Yes, they are real. Hour long expose. Get it out to everybody, but whatever. Folks, this can backfire on Beck and the globalist, okay? You get this out to people. You get a few million views on this. And you see me on here predicting the footage they would show as a straw man. This can really have a big effect on them. Also, the Missouri official who wrote the Mayak report from ADL documents has been forced to resign. They're talking about trying to make the governor step down or a recall in Missouri, demonizing the Patriot movement. We're on the march. We're not putting up with the ADL's garbage anymore. We're not putting up with the slander they put out, or what the Southern Poverty Law Center is doing. We're not putting up with their psychological demonization and McCarthyism anymore. It's over. The gloves are off, okay? We're going to expose you. We're not going to do it from the pathetic, buck-toothed, white supremacist angle that's fully discredited and has no effect. We're going to do it as Americans who love liberty, black, white, old, young, who want to bring down the New World Order, and we're going to do it effectively. And we're taking this country back, and we're going to arrest you, the bankers, for the crimes you've committed. You're not going to get your New World Order. I know the phony churches are paid off to tell Christians to stand down. It's the end of the world. But we see through those lies, and we're exposing that, too. We're on the march. Your empire is going straight to Hades. Now, that said, a lot of key stuff up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. I want to go to Jim, not his real name. We're not going to say how he works or what he does. We're just going to leave it at that. It's government. And we've confirmed his real name and where he works and what's going on. Dealing with the Bemington rampage, leaving 14 dead, including the gunman. Turns out he'd written a letter specifically where he was going to go and who he was going to kill, you know, what he was going to do. And so our witness saw what we were already hearing from others, but he's an eyewitness to this. Jim, from Bemington, New York, right across the street from all this happening. Tell us the amazing story.
Pretty simple, really. I was across the street at the time the shooting occurred in Binghamton, New York. It was a sunny day, and there was a helicopter overhead. Looked like one of the news helicopters that does traffic and such. Area I was standing was directly in front of the high school where all law-abiding citizens know they're prohibited from carrying any licensed firearms. So when things weren't right, I could do nothing other than alert people across the street where there's a small police barracks at the high school that something wasn't right. And as the situation developed, multiple shots could be heard from the direction of the civic center. And the local police did respond, but they didn't enter the building as far as I could tell. They set up a perimeter, and within minutes they were joined by other police, and soon an armored unit came with shields and such. And
because it's all about their safety. And, I mean, 50 years ago, the cops would have just charged in and killed this guy. But I guess that was back when men were men, cars were cars, women were women. But, this is just amazing. And so to be clear, though, before you hear the shots start, you're already concerned because there's a news chopper flying around. And it turns out these guys knew where to go. They'd gotten the letter. This is outrageous, and you had to contact the police.
The only thing I could do, my licensed firearm was home, locked in a lockbox, because I knew I was going to be in a firearm-free zone that day.
Dear God.
I feel very badly being so helpless.
Yeah, it's just like Susanna Hupp when they gunned down her parents, and she had usually carried the firearm, but that was illegal here in Texas at the time. So she reached in and the gun wasn't there, and she just watched him blow her parents away. My God, the victim disarmed. Okay. So let's go to the timeline here, because we're going to write an article about this, but without saying who you are or where you work. Go through it step by step, every little key point. Describe how this starts.
It started by a man across the street who also works for the government. came across and said he saw an Asian man about 5'8" with a green jacket and sunglasses, appeared to be carrying something, and he was not quite sure what the something was, but it frightened him terribly, and he wanted police to help. So he went across and let people know something wasn't right, and I went with him because I couldn't do anything, and other than alert. And as soon as the police heard something was going on, some went across the street and some initiated the safety protocol for the school, and they did lockdown as is standard procedure, and they protected the children. My hat's off to law enforcement. They did a great job with that. And once they set up a perimeter, you know, health people started coming, and you know, paramedics and such, and they wouldn't let anyone into the building, you know, to help the injured, and went on for hours before they let anyone enter and help. Almost.
And it turns out he had killed himself. He killed himself early on, so people bled to death as usual, just like Columbine and everywhere else for many hours. Specifically, how many hours until they went in? And then specifically, you're saying the helicopter was out there first.
That's what I remember. And it was at least an hour before any police entered the building that I saw, and three before they let healthcare people go in.
Three. I mean, so they go in and they know he's dead, and then they wait 2 hours. That is an outrageous crime right there. And this is procedure now. They're filling out so much paperwork, just like the Coast Guard in England now has to fill out hours of paperwork before they go save somebody in the North Atlantic so they die. Got to wait for the feds. Got to wait for procedure. Got to wait for Homeland Security. Got to wait to wipe our noses. Can you imagine the UT sniper back in the 60s? The cops just ran up the stairs and killed the guy. You know, nowadays they'd wait, and the guy'd probably still be up there. He'd probably have a big gray beard and still be shooting up there, and they'd be sending baskets of sandwiches up to him. And I hate to be sarcastic here, but specifically, okay, I mean, go through the chronology because this is important. The fella comes over and says, "I'm concerned," after the helicopter, or, I mean, go through that timeline. This is very important.
Well, I noticed the helicopter over the neighborhood when I was walking across the front of the building. The fella came over voicing concern across the street. Then they notified the police that were on site, and they responded in under 2 minutes. They went across to the front of the building, confirmed, you know, that there were gunshots. You can hear multiple gunshots. Then they backed off and they set up a perimeter, and then help came. And then
let me be clear.
More help.
Was the helicopter out there first before you heard the gunshots start?
I believe so.
Oh my God.
Might have just been flying around looking at traffic. Who knows what they do, but.
And of course, you talked to somebody who had just seen him with the what looks suspicious going in. And so this is all happening, and right then the helicopter's already there?
It was there at least a couple of minutes before anybody.
This is unbelievable. The news media got this letter from this guy, and then it looks like waited and just let it happen. What do you think's going on, sir?
I have no idea, but something's not right in the world. I wish I had answers. I'm still in shock.
Well, it's like Columbine. Half the school was empty, actually more than half. Harris and Kleibold supposedly snuck in 120-something bombs, one of them weighing over 100 pounds. No one stopped them doing that. The principal, the deputy principal, and the sheriff were all having lunch down the street. The kids reported other shooters in the building, and the police stood down for 4 hours, 30 minutes, according to the Denver Post. Stay there, Jim. I want to come back with final comments from you.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech.
Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
This is just amazing. You know, even if this isn't some inside job or weird stand-down order where they let the shooter go crazy, which happens more often than not, when they won't let kids high-five or play dodgeball or even shake hands anymore, they're prisoners. What do you expect to happen? You're going to have a nation of people that can't defend themselves, can't stand up. You know, you call the SWAT team to get the cat out of the tree. You call the SWAT team to fix the drain. You call the SWAT team to pretty much, you know, wipe your hind end, I guess, would be the next thing for the Queen of England here. I mean, you know, this is what we're becoming. I mean, it's just amazing. We're going to go back to Jim in just one moment. I want to tell you about the final sponsor of the day making this show possible, SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. And there have been many times in history when seeds have been the most valuable barter item out there. The globalists are buying up all the hybrid seeds across the planet and putting them in big seed banks. They're buying up the hybrid seed companies and shutting them down. Monsanto admits they're trying to create a global monopoly. Folks, get the highest quality non-hybrid heirloom non-GMO seeds available from SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. Also, go to Infowars.com and order the Obama Deception on DVD. This exposes who he works for, who the bankers are, what their plan is that's now all over the news. And I made this film, you know, finished it a month and a half ago. And we announced everything that was going to happen at the G20 in the film. People see that and they're like, whoa, how did you know? Because I was reading their documents. It isn't hard. The communique was leaked months ago. So the issue is here, you got to expose the criminal bankers. Everything else will fall by the wayside. That's tyrannical if you do that. So again, Infowars.com. Okay, going back to Jim. Oh, by the way, don't forget, we've redesigned PrisonPlanet.tv. It's now Web 2.0 and has a lot of new functions. Be sure and check that out and keep spreading the word. Jim, I appreciate you contacting us. I appreciate you having the courage to come on and discuss this. Are other people around you questioning why the chopper was out there first before the shot started, the news chopper?
Not a lot of people know yet, because when I tried to, you know, return home, realizing I could do nothing further where I was to help, and got on the computer, I tried to message people. And it was coming back, wouldn't email, was saying forbidden comment, you know, forbidden content. And I couldn't get messages out. And I tried to text on the cell phone, and I got the same thing. forbidden content, and it wouldn't let me reach friends and family.
Was this over government networks?
Over the internet or regular...
Well, you know, there were a lot of phone calls going on at that time. That routinely happens with a big disaster is the phone's jammed, but who knows. But what you're saying is confirmed. The Associated Press and others are reporting transcript of Bamington Shooter's letter that he sent to New York TV station 10. Was it New York station 10, or could you see which news chopper it was?
I couldn't tell. It was a very sunny day, and there's a lot of glare. But the helicopter is unmistakably a helicopter.
Jiverly Wong, the gunman who killed 13 people, then himself at the American Civic Association in Binghamton. It says the letter was handwritten in the capital letters of two sheets of paper. It was postmarked Friday, April 3rd, the day of the shootings. And so he goes on in here to basically say he's going to go kill a bunch of people. He doesn't like cops, and people are mean to him about not knowing English. And then you've got the helicopter flying around looking for the trouble. My God, this is just amazing. This is just incredible. All right, as this develops, we'll stay in contact with you, Jim. We appreciate you coming on with us.
Just trying to do the right thing and let people know what's going on.
All right, amazing. Thank you. Okay, I tell you, it just never seems to end, does it? We've tried to not say this is some conspiracy, and then it just evidence always starts going there. Well, I hope that just... We know they've staged things in the past, and it's an Operation Northwoods to stage mass shootings and blame patsies. I don't know what's going on anymore. We know the Russians got caught doing it a few years ago. Retransmission starts now with tons of guest info. The first hour, I addressed the New York Times attacking me, so stay with us. We'll be right back in 1 minute, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.